Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Unhinged. You were like some desperate howling demon. You frightened me. Do it again.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
And I just want to be the best fighter pilot in the Navy. Sir, this is Soul Stream on a Friday. No, yes, Friday night. Can't speak. It's a full moon. Damn it, I'm sounding, I don't know what I'm sounding like, but we are like in a crazy mood out here. Actually, good stuff happening. I'm feeling much better, by the way. I was off last week, had been dealing with some stuff at home, medical things, but things are going good. You know, we're here. We're still doing mediumship. We're talking to dead people. We're still around. And, I've been on this wheatless diet. I went on the wheat belly diet and just had my blood work results come in. My doctor called me today. My blood work is absolutely perfect for the first time in years. I've dropped 10 pounds in the past month, and I'm like bouncing off the walls. So a lot getting done on the property. I've been out doing all kinds of things. So I am raring to go and do some readings. We've got my dear friends out here. I'm going to bring them both on. Oh, God, which one's... We've got a full load of people, too, dialing in to talk to dead people tonight. All right? I'll talk to dead people. I don't know which ones they are, but we'll find out. Lots of spirits about, you know. I'm sounding like an Englishman or Scottishman. All right, I got this one here, and then let me see here. I got another one. Where'd she go? I lost my compatriot, my other one. My co-host is missing. Put a word
no,
out.
I'm here.
Oh, I got one of him, but I got
I'm
Nancy
here.
Got kicked off.
Oh no!
Nancy, she got kicked off. Goodness gracious! I got everybody pray for her. I got to find her. Where'd she go?
Poor Nancy.
Brenda Orris here, though, my medium friend. Oh yes. Hello,
yes.
Brenda. I'm
hello,
hearing all these
Dawn.
Voices. There's two mediums.
I know.
Sam, hey, out there, we've got to read people. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing.
Were you
I'm
asking
doing great.
Me, or was that one? Were you asking me, or was that one of your characters?
I was asking
talking?
You because I was going to start the whole thing with you've got a boyfriend. And you're like you're in this happy relationship. You two are going to get married and have your lovebirds and running around reading dead people and live people. And I mean, it's going to be.
But you know what? I have a funny story about the whole boyfriend thing. He and I have known each other for 6 years now. Couldn't stand each other. We made special, we tried to avoid each other all the time at work. And then all of a sudden started talking and realized that we had all this stuff in common. And it was really weird how all that kind of came around. But I am very, very happy.
Well, I expect a marriage to happen, and I'll be invited, I'm sure. But Just have all these. We'll have all these mediums at the wedding, and then we'll, as your gift, we'll all give you readings.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't bring a gift, but I can tell you what your future's going to be, man. All right. So let me see. I think we may have found Nancy, but it's not the normal Skype number. So I'm going to take a risk and see if this one is her. Okay. Nancy, are you there?
No, I'm calling up for a reading. Are you doing readings tonight?
We're going to do readings, but I'm trying to find my co-host. She disappeared, so I'm sorry. I'm working through the line trying to figure which one is which, but we will get to you, my dear. All right, let's see. I can't find Nancy. Where the hell did she go?
Uh-oh.
Dear God. There's no 1-1. See, the way I normally see her is it's a 1-1-1 number thing, and right now I'm missing the 1-1-1, so she's been on. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know where she is.
My
co-host.
Poor Nancy.
What has happened to my co-host? Oh, dear Lord. This is Deadfire. What did she do? Nancy, we lost you. Okay, I've got all these. I don't know. I'm just going to have to. Nancy, we're just going to keep you on hold till we can find you. I'll just work through the list. Anyway. But yeah, I mean, we haven't had. I haven't seen you since, I guess, before my dad passed away.
I think it was December of last year, actually, was the last time that I came up to the ranch. So it's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back, and I'm just getting back into, we've been kind of in fits and starts getting things back to normal around here, and I've got Mom getting ready for surgery. She's getting her cataracts replaced. It's actually a small, it's actually not that big a deal, but they're going to put new lenses in. They're going to change oil and do 30,000 mile overhaul, get her all fixed up. So She'll be doing pretty good here by the end of next month. So by Halloween, she'll actually be able to be scared of things instead of seeing just blind haze. It's really cool. Nancy says, I'm in the queue, but John doesn't see me. Yeah, you're 1-1-1. And I'm answering the wrong lines, and people are going, but I want to be red. You're ignoring me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'll have to do the things that the co-host would normally do. So I'm going to read off all the lovely people out there dialed in and are actually listening in at the chat room. Ooh, so I do my Mrs. Doubtfire introduction, okay? Arlene F. is here. We've got bright up in Montana. Wonderful state. Lots of bears. Watch out for yourself, darling. You've got to be quick on the uptake, And we have Kathy's listening echoes. She's having hot flashes when she hears her name. Dale Brummer is here. Debbie Doo. I won't even go there. Dris Reg. That sounds so English. I've had a cup of Dris Reg this morning. Energy Therapy. The Kiwis, yes. America nuked. We nuked them, but we turned everything in there to gold when we did that terrible event, but they got rich from it. Girl the Daisy TM is here. Got a bunch of guests from France. I won't even talk about Leia Lathrop. Oh, wonderful woman. Red hair, misty blue eyes, wonderful creature. And she is handy with a flamethrower, yes. Nancy Mom, who I cannot find, who's dialed in. I'll find you, my dear. And we have Sonic Tech, one of the members of GRI, a fabulous peer paranormal investigator. And she likes football. She likes soccer. I didn't know why. It's all fixed, So anyway, thank you. How did I do on that?
I was wondering how long you were going to be able to keep that voice up.
Starting to wear on me, even. It's like,
yeah.
Lance, what's wrong with that man? Beam him up. Fuck. Bones. Bones. You've got to fix it. Okay, so we are going to do readings tonight. Now, before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about your abilities. I mean, what you do with your mediumship.
My abilities.
Your abilities. You see, hear, feel, touch spirits. I mean, how does it work for you, my dear?
It comes through to me kind of, I get feelings and sensations, and sometimes I can actually see images mentally in my head. And I've always been taught that whatever you see first, that's what you actually say, so that you don't give yourself time to start thinking, second guessing, and then change your mind on things.
Yeah.
So I just found if I say that first impression first, that's usually the one that's right. And I just kind of keep going with that. It's kind of hard to explain. It's something that I've had ever since I was a child. So it's,
yeah, I know the feeling. It's that, and when you trust the first impressions, you know, that's actually those very first things are just them connecting through your subconscious. And when you get it, you just give it, you know, and you just,
right.
It's like a rushing river of images, and you just have to keep pulling that through and not try to edit it, you know?
Right. No matter how bizarre it may seem, because sometimes you see things in your head and it's like, why am I seeing this?
Yeah.
And then if you say something, you know, the person you're reading for usually will say, oh my gosh, that was so-and-so or that, you know, it really is kind of amazing how it all works.
So when did you know, oh goodness, I'm a medium?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah, you. No, the guy behind you.
You know, I don't think I really realized exactly what it was until probably around high school age, because I had always kind of done my own kind of readings, but I don't think I really understood what it was until I was in high school. And then I kind of started realizing that maybe there was something more to this that I was doing, and that, you know, and that's when I started researching psychics and started learning more about how to use it and what it was, and trying to understand that side of me a little bit more.
Yeah, it's funny because I mean I went through it. I was seeing spirits at age 5, and then my whole family were into all this stuff. But I kind of lost it for a bit in my teenage years until my folks got tired of me being a smart aleck. Then they threw me into a haunted house. Our summer house was haunted. They threw me in with my dead relatives for the summer, and I had my first real introduction to apparitions and hearing spirits speaking and actually having them do things in the house with me seeing them do them.
Right.
If you want to shape up your kid, put them in a haunted house for the summer by themselves.
Right.
Yeah, you'll get them back under control. Trust me. It happened to me.
And when I was a child, I was terribly afraid of the dark. In fact, my dad even had a light outside my bedroom window that would come on at night that would make my room almost like dusk on the inside, because I had the hardest time sleeping in dark because I was terrified as a child. And as I got older and I understood, then that part got better. But I remember that as a kid, I always had a hard time sleeping.
Yeah, I had it, same kind of thing. I mean, I would sense things in the dark, but I think the one that got me was that summer when I woke up. I was in my great grandmother's room because it had been her place before we inherited it, and I looked over. I felt something, and I looked over, and I watched the bed depress and sit down, where somebody had just sat on the bed, and I was on the phone in 5 minutes. It was 3 a.m, and I was on the phone going, you've got to get me out of this insane asylum. No, you really have to get me out of here. And I was 80 miles from home, you know. So my folks, you know, my mother, you know, said, we'll come up, you know, you're okay, don't worry about it. And she came up, and that's when I really started learning more about, because we really, you know, we accepted these things, but we really didn't talk about it much, you know. So I mean, how was it in your family? I mean, was it the same way? I mean, they didn't really talk much about it?
Well, What I actually have learned is that a lot of my gifts I got from my dad, but my family didn't really talk about it a lot when I was a child growing up. My grandparents were very religious, so there were certain aspects that they just, you know, wasn't something that you talked about. And as I got older, I found out that my mom had interest in metaphysics, and then I've had a lot of conversations with my dad about things that he's experienced. So it was always kind of there. It just wasn't something that was talked about a lot. Plus, I was one of those super sensitive kids, so I would scare really easily. And I think that's why my parents kind of filtered a lot of what they talked about and told me, because I would literally get freaked out as a child, and then I wouldn't sleep and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, in my case, it was... you know, it was funny at the moments I had those little crises, you know, I always got a great talking to, and I think it really kept me open, you know, and I see that in a lot of mediums, you know, if they're really lucky, they've got the family really kind of stepped in and kind of managed that, you know, and kind of kept it, and they didn't close down like so many, you know, because so many children are mediums to start and then they close down. And it's those rare few that just keep on going as they've had the right, you know, the right signals were sent, you know, and the circumstances were sent that they couldn't, you know, they didn't shut down. So, you know, so it's good to like be here. You know, you and me are like part of a special club of what's cool, man.
Yes, that's special club. We're the special
club.
Yeah,
we rock, man. Well, hey, we've got a ton of callers. So what we're going to do tonight is, again, one of the things we've been having a lot of is we get a lot of people calling in. Is my boyfriend going to leave me? Is this person going to be there? Is this person going to, you know, change? Is my job going to be? It's like tonight we are pure mediumship. We are talking to dead people tonight. Okay. So, you know, for the callers out there, think about the person that you want to hear from and put it in your, kind of put it out there to the universe, you know, and ask them to show up. Don't be surprised if, though, it's somebody else shows up. Okay. Because, believe it or not, dead people have lives too. They really do. They might not. They might be too busy to show up, and it might be Aunt Martha instead of Uncle Fred. Okay, so
and we can't.
Yep.
We can't pick and choose who comes forward.
Yeah. I can't remember. Yeah, I'm really going to pick off a spirit. I can't talk to you. She doesn't want that.
Yeah. They don't
want to
hear from you.
Yes. All right, so we're going to keep it to one question only because we have so many callers in, and so you've won the toss, so you're the first reader.
Oh, you always do that to me. I knew you were going to do that.
You're the guest. It's like I put you in the
door. Oh, yeah.
I held the door open.
That's so you can sit back.
You know?
That's so you can sit back and absorb it all, and then by the time I stumble to the beginning, you've got it all.
I solemnly swear I will be the next one and be by myself. And
yeah.
So you and me are going to do tag team mediumship tonight. This is a... something we've done before on the show, and
yeah.
we'll just read through them. But one question only, so we'll do our best. You know, so actually, I don't even want to call it a question, but we'll do mainly if, with about an hour and 40 minutes. We'll try to keep it under 5 minutes, maybe 7 minutes of reading, and then just work through the list because we have got a bunch of callers here. So we're going to start with 410. I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. 410,
hello?
You're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from?
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Maria, and I'm calling from the state of Virginia.
Hi, Maria.
Virginia.
Hi there.
Hello.
So my question is, I'm wondering if you can connect to either my maternal grandparents, my grandmother or my grandfather, and if they don't come through, my friend Susan.
You know, this is really weird. As soon as you started talking, I immediately I could start smelling, and I actually saw, like, gingerbread. So is there someone close to you that did a lot of baking, particularly around Christmas time?
My maternal grandmother would have baked, yeah.
Really? Because I'm seeing a very strong attachment to that baking. It's almost like there was more to it than just baking of food. She was actually, there was something more that she was passing on to you with that. Is there someone close to you that might have passed in a car accident?
Recently or a long time ago?
It actually feels like it was longer ago.
Well, that's an interesting question. As someone that was very close to me that passed this past year in a car accident, he had a medical condition, and that caused the accident, but he died of the medical condition. And then a friend of mine that I wasn't super close with, but that I was fond of, died about 20 years ago. Maybe not quite 20, but, you know, 18, like that.
Okay. So the male is the one that's actually coming forward.
They're both
to me right now, very, very strongly. There was a lot of care and compassion for you through him.
Was he older or younger? Because they both were men.
I'm seeing younger. I'm
what
seeing like 20s.
Okay, then that was a long time ago. Yeah.
Okay. Did he, with the car accident, he didn't pass automatically, did he? He actually was taken into the hospital.
I believe so, yeah. But I mean, my understanding was it was hopeless.
Because he's showing me a head injury. I'm feeling a very strong head injury. But there still is a lot of love for you. I can feel that very strongly around you. There's a very strong attachment to you. You actually have quite a few spirits that are very close to you. But you don't have them all around you at one time. They kind of pass in and out around you. But I'm definitely seeing, there's three that I see very closely. I see the grandmother, and then I do see the two that were involved in the car accident. The one that's younger is much more closer to you, and that one is with you.
A lot?
A lot. I see him around you a lot. And what are you getting, John?
I'm sorry?
I've just been sitting here just sketching because, this spirit, there's like a bunch of them, but one came through in particular. On your mother's side, do you have, does she have sisters?
Yes.
Are the sisters, is there like sisters deceased?
No.
All right. I've got an ill name, and I'm thinking it's like a Lily, and I feel like it's on your mom's side, but it sounds like Lily. Is there a name like that in that side?
I'm not sure. My mom is a little detached from her family. Her aunt, that what it is, her grandmother's sister died recently, but they weren't close at all.
So you're not sure on the names, though?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, well,
no.
I'm getting a woman who identifies herself on your mother's side as Aunt Lily. I'm also getting a number 10. And I'm seeing a lot of pine trees. And the other thing that just out of the blue, I don't know why, and I feel like this is more associated with something that you're in your life immediately, and I have no clue why I get this crazy symbol, but I'm getting lizards. What are they showing me lizards for? Why? I mean, are you into some kind of reptile thing, or did you have something with reptiles or snakes?
I would never own a reptile.
Okay, I have no clue what this is about, but don't be surprised if there's something that shows up in the immediate future. The thing that
I'm feeling something desert-oriented, like maybe Arizona, or maybe that's where the lizards are coming from, but I'm feeling something desert-oriented with you.
The deserts of Virginia, oh my God. You've got to run now. Get away before it goes. Let me see. I'm trying to make sense of this. I feel like this woman is showing me pine trees and 10 and lizards for a reason. Then, I don't know what to make of it. If you don't know, and this is what I hate, when I always seem to get the spirits that show up on the side of a family that a person doesn't know well, but whatever this is, they're trying to prove that they're around you. And so you heard that this relative died recently, correct?
I actually came across the notice, like, sent to family. It wasn't sent to me. But, I mean, this woman wasn't – my mother hadn't seen her since she was a child. My mother's, like, almost 70. So, I mean,
What I feel like is this name Lily, it sounds, and I'm going to stick with Lilith or Lily, and that name seems to figure in your family someplace. The 10 can be 10 years, it could be, October, it could be something particular that the spirit is trying to communicate. pine trees. Where was she living at when she passed? Do you have any idea?
I believe she was living in North Carolina or New York. Right? There was one in North Carolina and one in New York.
And so would that area have had some kind of a forested region or something?
I mean, North Carolina has everything. So, you know, I don't know. I think I have a grandfather's brother in Arizona, I think, but that's a whole other side of the family that wouldn't have interacted. Like, no one was close. So maybe it's something that's meant to come for me to understand. I wonder what my grandmother has to say about, like, what's coming for me, like, career-wise this year, because I feel like she's tried to communicate with me.
Did your grandmother's first name begin with the letter E? Was it like Edith or Eleanor or Ellen?
Her name was Rita.
Rita?
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. Career-wise, you know, that's a sneaky way to get a psychic reading, I'll say that. Between the two of us, we'll see if we can pick up what she says. But are you out of a job at this point? Is this what this is?
No, I just don't like the job that I have.
The message that I'm getting is to just sit back and breathe. I that's what she's saying to me. Just sit back and breathe. And things, if you quiet yourself, things will get better.
Is there like an uncomfortable situation at the workplace? Is it?
Yeah.
That's the kind of feeling I'm getting with this.
I was too.
Yeah.
So basically, she's just telling you to relax and just let things are happening. Even though it's difficult and it's not a very comfortable situation, things are happening the way that they should in a strange way, and it may make more sense to you later on. But she's basically telling you to just relax and let things fall the way that they should be.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna have to move along here. So thank you for dialing in, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to keep moving on here. We're just going to read them. We're going to read them. Get along, I guess we're going to read them all. Here we go.
Speed reading.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's see. 323, we're going to bring you on. 323, what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, I'm from California. My name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette from California.
Hi, Yvette.
Yeah, I'm excited to see who comes through for me.
All right. Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? Oh, the pressure
yes,
of the reading. Oh, dear God.
It's your turn now.
All right. I'm going to go to my system here. I got mother, father. Whoops. I did that reverse. Father, mother. I'm supposed to do that. Damn. I'm reversing my own system. What is this about?
You're reversing.
I don't know. It's a third moon. Oh, yes. why am I getting mother, father mixed up like that? That's the first time I've done that. I mean, I know my system like the back of my hand. I'm just going to put this out there because, I mean, I'm getting... would I be safe to say that... And I'm just going to just go with it. Would I be safe to say that your childhood was fairly confused?
It was different.
Okay. Okay. That would be...
It wasn't
that
confusing,
would be,
confusing, but yeah, it was, you know, there were some challenges here and there, yeah.
All right. Were you in a position... I feel like multiple parents. I mean, when I did this, I'm going, what am I getting here? I mean, did you have a situation where there was divorce in the family or you had multiple...
I know what you mean. I know there was no divorce, but things changed. So I know what you're talking about.
All right, because I reversed everything, and I'm going, what's going on here? Did your mother have to take a leading role in the family at some point? Was that, she had
she
to kind
always,
of step in?
For the most part, she was, that was her thing.
Okay, that's why I'm getting this. All right, so thanks, guys, up there for throwing me a curveball.
That is a curveball.
Yeah, normally I would never do that. But anyway, I'm going to, I don't feel like your parents are passed.
My mother hasn't, my father has.
All right. Well, and I was saying that really tentatively because I couldn't tell. I mean, I felt like she was alive, but I was trying to read him, and I'm like getting not much out of him. It's like he's not even stepping forward, you know, right off the bat.
I always use that word. Go on.
Pardon me?
No, I always felt like sometimes he's just not around.
Yeah,
he's very kind of shaded, where he wants you to know that he's there,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't really take a very strong presence. I am going to say this, though. I feel a lot of Native Americans around you.
Okay, that's been coming up lately, and I want to know about that.
very strongly. It almost feels like there's a guide with you. It's a very strong male presence, but it doesn't feel to me like someone who's passed. It feels almost like a guide. And there are some very, very strong lessons that are coming from this person, or this figure, rather. But they're coming to you more in the terms of signs, strange signs or strange coincidences that you don't really understand.
That's been happening.
If you kind of put the pieces together, you're going to see the reason why these things are happening.
Faith. I mean, I got the word faith in capital. It was like blinking me on. Have faith. What?
Do you work with medicine cards at all?
I don't work. I don't even know if I have. I might have medicine cards, animal cards. Actually, I don't know about medicine cards.
Okay, animal cards. Okay,
but I don't even know.
You need to start working with them again.
Okay.
There's a strong connection to that you actually need to start working with again.
Okay.
What was the thing with the? Were you in a situation, I feel like a travel thing, it could be a car, and I'm going to just go with car. Were you in a situation where you nearly got in a really bad accident in the very recent past?
Mm-mm.
Car accident?
No.
What's
I was
going
car
on?
When I was a kid.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a car accident. I bumped the side of my car, kind of just skimmed some paint off of it, but that was about
it. What, just recently?
Yeah, like a few weeks ago. Nothing major, thank God.
That probably counts because
it means you slow down.
I have been slowing down.
I'm seeing that's something that you really need to do. I'm feeling it very strongly that you just need to slow down. There's a lot of rushing around you. Like things have just been happening too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And you just need to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really seeing a very strong need for you to get back into things spiritually, and I'm seeing more of a Native American influence over you,
mm-hmm.
that it will be a source of a lot of comfort and grounding for you to pull yourself back into that. It feels like, were you heavily into those things at one time in your life? And you've separated?
No. The funny thing is, all of a sudden this Native American thing has started to manifest. I never had a desire. I've always had, you know, a fascination with shamanism, but never in my life did I ever think about Native American until I started having a dream, a connection with someone I knew that I had a Native past life with. And then it just slowly, like, I see the word creeping up, which is okay because I do know there's some messages in that for me.
Very, very strong. You have a very, very strong guide that's with you. And I think if you were to pick up some books on shamanism and start
mm-hmm.
reading, there's going to be a deeper meaning to you than what's just there in the book. There'll be something further that comes through.
Okay.
But I definitely see a strong connection to you with that and a strong need. To kind of pull yourself into those things spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like your father's stepping forward. When your dad passed, I mean, was this, I feel like it was, I feel like he was ill for a while, but then it was like lights out. I mean,
I wouldn't say he was ill. He had an accident and
okay.
He was in a coma. So
was there a head? Was there, cause I was having pain in head. And then I kept seeing something like with heart and stroke, and I was going, "Well, which of the three is this?" And I was just trying to make sense of this because I couldn't tell. So the illness was the coma.
Mm-hmm.
How long
was
he?
Probably.
How long was he?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Wow. So he had head trauma in the accident.
Yeah, he fell down. Yeah.
Wow.
There's something with his ears, though. There was a ringing in his ears that was causing him to be dizzy.
Okay, you're right. There was something prior to that. There was something.
Okay.
I don't know what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a deep pressure in my ear, and I'm hearing it like a high-pitched ringing. So it's
okay,
almost
yeah.
like that's what caused his accident.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like stroke or something like stroke-like that caused something with him.
Could be right. I think he had a brain clot. They didn't find.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a stroke. I mean, that's
okay.
exactly it. But what I felt like was this was coming on for longer than you guys knew, and he was probably not talking about symptoms because men are famous for that crap. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm tough. You know, oh, I can get through that. And it,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's not a good thing. But he's quite comfortable on the other side. He's really he's a little girl. Why is he talking? Do you have a daughter?
Uh-uh.
Who's got the little daughter?
My family. My sister.
Okay. Was he alive when she was around?
No.
All right. So how old is she?
4, I think. 5.
And he's been gone for longer than that, I take it.
Yeah,
so
way longer.
All right. Well, then that's an acknowledgement that he's aware of things in the family, and he's just saying hey about the children.
Okay.
He's the one that's talking about having faith. That's what that's about. So he stepped forward earlier. He's the one saying have faith.
Okay.
And he's aware of the things that you're going through with your spiritual development, and he's the one he's facilitating some of this. He's
okay.
Yeah. And
can I ask him a question?
Yeah,
my father,
can. Absolutely.
Does my father
yeah.
know who my husband is?
I'm getting laughing.
Yeah, I was getting something like that too.
I'm getting laughing like he thinks this is funny. I've been trying to get him to explain it to me because
the things that you're telling me are very symbolic.
I mean, I hate to ask you the question, but you're talking about your husband, but are you married?
Me?
Yeah. I mean,
oh,
you are married to him, right?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, so that's it. Because I was going, deception.
Okay.
I kept getting deception. I'm going,
oh, that's funny.
I'm going, well, is it, yeah, I mean, is she really married or not? I'm going, I'm not married.
No,
husband.
I want to know. Does
I don't
know
feel
who
a
my...
husband energy there. I mean, I'm going,
right.
This is the husband.
This
okay.
is what's coming through to me very clearly. I'm getting the message, don't be afraid to be who you truly are.
Thank you.
So,
that's coming through very clearly.
So you're not married right now. So
yeah.
but you're in the you're in the market to be married. You're
yes.
thinking about it. All right, let me put it this way. Now I understand why he's laughing. He's sitting there. He had his arms folded. The image you gave me, arms folded, foot tapping, looking at you, and just going, "You're funny." And he was like, "Look at it." And the way I felt was like he's looking at me and he goes, "Don't fall for it." He's got a funny sense of humor. So the thing is, okay, just a second. He's going, "You need to be more forward." Are you? Have you got your eye on one?
The eye on one is kind of there's a hunch about someone that's been in my peripheral. I think it's vice versa, but there's things that have not, I think there's other things that need to unfold before this unfolds.
I would say the way he's coming across here, and he's being very firm, you know, I'll just repeat what I'm getting because I'm going to get exactly as he's saying it. Quote unquote, the bold are rewarded. Quote unquote.
The what?
The bold are rewarded.
Okay.
Meaning don't be timid. And
right.
He's just, that's exactly, I mean, giving it to you, that's the answer he's giving you.
And don't be afraid to be who you really are, because he keeps saying that to me over and over and over again.
He's also giving me a message about the relationship between him and your mother.
Okay.
It wasn't always like what you thought it was, you children thought it was, number one. So he's setting the record straight that he had... he actually had quite a bit to say, but it wasn't enough in front of you and, you know, you children. The other thing is that he knew, I think he knew that he had a problem going on, and he's sorry that he had to leave the way he did. Did it it created quite a bit of problem for your mother at that time. I mean, really put her in a kind of a rough position from what I'm, the way I'm reading of him talking here. This was totally just devastating, and he was there through the whole thing. The thing that he's trying, were there, I'm trying not to go the obvious direction because he's leading me right down that Mary Primrose path, but this happens so often when somebody dies, they do stay around. He was sighted. I think she saw him.
Okay.
Was she,
well, she
did she
did
have to talk
him.
About that?
Well, she told, she saw him late, just recently.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's around. And
her.
The thing, yeah, around her.
Right.
Is she, has she remarried?
Mm-mm.
No, she hasn't. Is there someone else there in her life?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
She was really in love with him. I mean, there was a...
But he's telling me that it's okay to, for her to move forward, that she's holding on to her relationship with him, and she needs to move forward and just live the rest of her life.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of emotion with that. It's very, he's very dear-hearted when he's saying that to me, that she really needs to just let him go.
Wow. I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying now. It's really painful, actually.
Right. I know it is, because I can feel that.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a really nice guy. I like his energy.
Yeah,
he was just a good guy, you know? I mean, I just feel like, you know, was there something with him? I don't know what he did for a profession, but he's showing me a lot of tools, like things that, was he into building things, you know, if he wasn't professionally?
He was.
Yeah, what was that?
He was a craftsman. He could do make all kind of
stuff. I saw garage tools. I mean, he's showing you a garage full of tools. And it was like he was real prideful of his garage.
He was more woods on, like making, well, not.
I mean, he had all the tools. He had all the tools of a craftsman.
Yeah.
So generally, those kind of guys, I mean, that's what I got. I mean, I got the impression, look, you know, that's what I did. That's what I like doing. And he was showing me tools, and I wasn't sure, well, is it his work or is it something pleasure? So he did
it. Was like
it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
It was a pleasurable thing. So he made wood and did all kind. Okay. So he's doing little things to validate this. Yeah, it is me, you know, and he's getting the messages across. And he's really, he's just really excited to be able to talk.
He's showing me airplanes.
He's trying to... he's got a direct message for you, too.
Okay.
The things that are going on with you, with all these reading, these things with the Indian stuff, are to help open you up so that you can speak more with him and others in your family who have passed. You've done this before in a past life. I'm just going to, I'll start rattling off because I'm really plugged in right now. He's done this with you, and you yourself in past lives have done this work before. There were past lives as Indians, American Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fairly well placed in the hierarchy, mm-hmm. and so were you. But that didn't always happen life to life that you've led, but you've had a number of these American Indian lives. So at this point in your life, you're waking up to that. He's helping bring that through. And there's something about you. Have you ever considered, I'm just going to go with it. He's showing me books. Have you had some unique life experiences that you would like to write about?
I think so. There's things that I think one day I will be writing about. I haven't.
Yeah, I feel like you've got a message or something to be able
mm-hmm.
to. It feels to me like you're being led to go through all this stuff, and then you're meant to teach and write and speak and do. But I'm getting the writing really strongly with you.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's what. Yeah,
yeah.
I've been needing to write, and that's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm all right. He's like stepping back right now.
Okay.
He's
yeah.
like, yep, I got it done. And he's real efficient. He's like, I'm done. Okay.
Can I ask a question about signs? Because I've been
yeah,
getting these, the same signs over and over again, and I want to know kind of what they mean because it's kind of weird. So going back probably a month ago, I had some sunglasses, and they literally, I opened up the case, and they were literally just broken in half. That's one thing. The second thing was, I got another frame that I had of sunglasses, and as I opened up the case, the screw was out. Then, at work, my boss, there's some glasses that were around, and the screw was out. And then, today, a woman is standing in front of me, and her glasses break in half.
Okay. I know what this is.
Okay. I'm sitting down.
So, all these glasses are breaking. What do sunglasses do?
The glasses either help you focus or keep shade out.
They hide.
Well,
they hide
the light. They hide the light. So basically what they're wanting you to do is, this is symbolic for you opening up to the light. This is symbolic for you to take the rose-colored glasses off and to see things as they are, not as what you wish them to be.
Right, I have been doing that.
Yeah,
right.
it's kind of a dose of reality kind of thing. That's what this is.
Right. This is also going back to that don't afraid to be who you are. There's an aspect of yourself that you're really hiding, and you need to just let that out because that is who you really are. And you need to quit hiding that.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Tag team mediumship. Okay, you got her. I got her. Okay, we're in. Brenda's in. That was good. I mean, he's really happy. I would not be surprised if you have more going on with him directly. As you open up to this, don't be surprised if you start having little events. I don't know that if you've had paranormal activity, you know, that you've experienced before, but I would guarantee you that as you open up more to this, you're going to notice more things like this. The psychic signs and the things that you're having happen are just the beginning of this sort of a ride. So
yeah,
welcome to
cool
the party
things,
that
there's,
I live.
There's
yeah,
one more
cool
thing
stuff.
That
okay.
There's one more thing that I want to say. He has a message for your mother.
Okay.
He wanted me to let you know that he really truly did love your mother
mm-hmm.
because it's almost like she wasn't sure, and she
mm-hmm.
lived her life being very unsure of whether or not he really loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And he really did.
Yep.
He truly did. He was a very shy man, and he had a hard time expressing that side of him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some guilt there that he didn't do some of the things that he should have done to let her know how much he really cared about her. But he did really, truly love her. He was pushing on me very strongly to say that. So he wanted you to know that he really, truly did love her.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank
you
for taking the time with me.
That was a fun
you
reading.
It was.
It.
Okay.
It was.
I hope she stays in touch with us because I'd like to hear how that all turns out, you know? To all the people we read, you know, again, it's an open door thing. What we like to do when we read you, we'd like to let it be like 3 to 6 months before we read you again, because that gives the time for the reading to really kind of seed in and for, you know, things to happen that, and you can come back to us and tell us how it went, because because we like the
right.
feedback too, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, that was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We're
well,
a pretty good team there.
I'll let you know. I just feel the love, you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting weird now. Okay.
What do you mean?
Here,
you're
take another
weird.
Take some more drugs. Okay, China. I feel happy now. Let's see. Spock Bones. We've got to read this next person. So 347. 347. You're on the air. 347. You're on SoulStream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Chanel. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Chanel from New York.
Hi, Chanel.
Hi.
What dead person can we connect you with today?
My. I don't know why that sounds pretty wrong, but it's funny. My grandmother.
Okay. Guess whose turn it is?
It's my turn.
Was
she a very, very strongly religious woman?
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing somebody with a really strong religious attachment. And it's almost, I'm seeing almost like there was some regret because she was kind of, she was so bound to this religion that she kind of was blinded to certain things. She kind of turned a blind eye to certain things and didn't pay attention to certain things that she should have.
Mm.
Is that making any sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. I'm also seeing a young 12, 13-year-old girl. Was there a young girl that might have passed on?
A girl? No. We have a cousin that died.
Okay.
No, one of her first daughters died.
Okay.
I had no cousin in that.
On the
first daughter.
New York, right? You're in New York? You're in New York, right?
Yeah, you did say New York, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you...
Okay.
All right. I keep getting, this is your grandmother, when I drew my normal cross that I do, I have a cross that I draw, and I'll have father one side, mother on the other, and then I have and normally I never do anything with the lines, and tonight it's just been the weirdest thing. I've been doing all sorts of stuff when I go to work with it. Tonight I'm drawing all these crowns and then I wrote the word queen, and I'm going, what's going on with this? I mean, was she like convinced she was royalty or something, or did she have queen? I'm trying to place this. And does this make
sense?
She
carried herself. Yeah, she carried herself like a queen, a mannerism of everything.
Okay. I mean, was she your mother's mother?
From my father's side.
Father's side. Okay, so I got this reversed. But the queen part, I mean, now this makes sense, because I drew it on both sides of the fence. I mean, I had crosses on all four lines, and I'm going, you know, I mean, these crowns on all four lines, and I'm going, what's going on? So was there, if I read this right then, when she was around your mother's side, oh, boy. I hate to do this. Was there conflict? I'm sorry to do this. Was there conflicts with the other side? Were they kind of a little? Yeah.
Was there? I'm seeing. Was there a problem maybe with alcoholism with one of your relatives?
My father.
Okay. Because I'm seeing an issue with that.
what was the conflicted energies that were going on with your grandmother, with the your mother's side? Because I feel like that's important here. She's bringing this up for a reason.
It was with my mother, pretty much. My mother always told me a story. My grandmother had me for a weekend, and then she called the cops and came and got me and took me from my grandmother.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that, do you know what happened? I mean, is this something you could talk about, or because, I mean, she's not showing me exactly.
I don't think
all I'm seeing is a lot of regret. She's very sorry for a lot of things. And
that's exactly it.
Yeah, and wishes that she could have done things differently. But it's almost like she was so blindsided by her thoughts and beliefs that she really thought what she was doing was right.
Mm-hmm.
And now that she's on the other side, she's able to see the whole picture.
Yeah, she's like, the thing she's coming back with here is she's going, I'm owning this. You know, I mean, I'm dealing, you know, I have to face this. I mean, when your mother, I think your mother did the right thing. She was being the adult in this.
Yeah.
Is the way this was being portrayed here. How did your father react to this? This is a big piece
question.
Of this.
That's a good question. I never thought to ask that question.
Wow. Because I'm feeling like stand aside. That's what I'm feeling with him on this. It's like he's in the middle going, oh, crap, you know, and doesn't know what to do. And it really created there was a lot of hurt all around in this. That's the thing I get here. Her passing, she's moving on to her passing. I'm feeling... don't tell me how she passed. Just tell me, do you know how she passed? I mean, you know the exact circumstances.
Yeah.
Look at breathing.
Was she diabetic by any chance?
Breathing. Was there lung things going on? Was there problems with her chest and lung? I feel like lung area. I don't know what this is. She's not showing me enough, but I feel like chest, lung, breathing. Was there difficulty breathing with her?
From what I know, no.
What was the cause of her passing? Was she showing me something with breathing?
It's kind of crazy. Her daughter, she's schizophrenic. She stabbed her twice in the arm, and the second stab hit her in the main artery.
She stabbed her?
Yeah. Wow.
And what part of the artery? What artery did she hit? You know, what part of the body?
The main artery. One of the main, in the arm.
In the arm. So she bled to death in the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And was this in front of all the other family?
No. It was just them two in the house alone.
Okay, well, I'm getting like breathing. I think at the end she's breathing funny. I mean, that's what she's showing me, and I was totally confused because I didn't know. Normally, they're very firm about this kind of thing. They're like, you know, oh, I had a heart thing. I had a, you know, it's like the last reading. I mean, I picked up pretty much what was going on with this person who passed. This one, I mean, I feel at the end she was. She was fighting this person, right? She was actually fighting this person when this happened?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I feel like panic. If that was the case, I mean, you know, the immediate thing I'm picking up on is that the circumstances of the passing was, you know, this incredible amount of exertion breathing going on. She's just, it's kind of the overriding thing. The other thing is, I mean, this was counted as a murder then at this point. I mean, this was... The police were involved in this, and yeah, this is how they saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting almost a sigh of relief, though. I think that might be the breathing thing. Almost like she was like,
it's like she just let it out that she was happy because she really wasn't happy with the person that she was in this lifetime. So it's almost like this sigh of relief to finally be free of this person that she was. She's a lot happier on the other side than she was here in this lifetime.
Yeah, still regal as hell, though, I can tell you that. I mean, she's very prim and proper about the whole thing, but there's a great sense of humor behind there. I mean, it's not all about, you know, being proper. There's a little bit
right.
of a kind of a mirth to the whole thing.
She was a nurse.
What's that?
She was a nurse.
I didn't understand. I'm sorry.
She was a nurse.
She was a nurse.
No, I thought you said something about is this a nurse or something like that. What you said.
You know, it's interesting that you said that because I was seeing a lot of children around her. Did she work in pediatrics?
I don't know how, because I was young when she was working. By the time I was in junior high school, she had retired already.
Okay.
I was
seeing a lot of children around her.
Yeah, you might research that because they often give you those symbols. Again, anything that they're doing like this, it takes a lot of work for them to come to our level to pass these messages back and forth. They're showing you that for a reason. So use that to validate because she's trying to, you know, they want to make sure that you're clear that it is them coming through, okay? So that,
okay.
You know, that you're certain that we're on to them. The thing I keep getting with her... with this passing. I mean, she's really firm about this. The person that did the killing was another family member, you said. And
right. They
were really screwed up. I mean, she, schizophrenic, right? You said schizophrenic?
Mm-hmm.
This really messed up that person after. I mean, they were, was she, yeah, it was another woman?
Yes.
She was messed up. I mean, she was messed up. I mean, when she realized what she'd done, I mean, is that person still, I think that person's still here, correct? Still on this side?
Yeah, she is. She's here.
How is she doing? Because I just don't get good at all. I mean,
I don't think so either because she's been randomly calling family members saying things like, oh, well, I didn't get the check.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I feel like perfect storm, perfect circle. Destructive energy, just always, just out of control. But down deep, a real sorrow. I mean, you know, through all that filter of all that other crap going on. I think at the very, when she realized what she had done, this really got to her. I mean, they committed her for quite some time.
Yeah.
But is she out? She's still
no.
in?
No. Mm-hmm. She's
oh,
not.
She's out. So,
no, she's not out.
She's not out. Okay.
No.
I'm trying to make sense of this. Your grandmother's being... She's with other people in the family that are, they were there for her when this happened. And they were, I mean, this was, they could see this coming and they were around her trying to make sense of who this person is. There's a guy there and he's an older man trying to get his identity. This dude has a mustache. I mean, this guy, he's got a cool mustache. I mean, he's really proud of his mustache.
That's probably her son. One of her sons.
Oh, really? Was he like really into his look? He's like, hey, he's got that look. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's the way he's coming across. He's really trying to get his thing. And he had a kind of a smooth way of talking. I mean, was he smooth? Kind of a smooth character? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, he's trying to be debonair. And he's going, but the thing he's saying right now is he's going, I'm so past that now. I just have to do it so they know who it is. Was he musical? Was there music in your family? are getting music.
I'm not sure. Really
Someone is musical, and I feel like keyboard instruments. I feel keyboard musical. Either wrote music or worked or played music, but was musical. And there was a musical person there that, you know, this person was your family and was there for her when she passed. This is a musical person. They're being very, very clear about music. I feel keyboards. I feel really cool, fun energy. And I'm not sure on the sex. Brenda, help me out. I can't read this one because I'm getting music, but it's like I'm seeing big musical notes everywhere. It's like the spirit is just like going, will you please get it right?
Was there someone in your family that was a jazz musician?
Not that I know of. I know my wife. She played the guitar.
Oh, did she?
So she played the guitar. Was she in like a? Did she ever do any kind of professional or band work?
No.
No, she didn't.
No.
Okay. Well, then there's somebody around that is. I'm going to stick to my guns because they're making a big damn deal out of this. This person figured prominently in her life.
I think if you did some research on your family, I think you may find that there was a relative that might have been a jazz musician or a musician of some sort. I'm seeing that pretty strongly, too, but I'm seeing more of a jazz influence to
it. How old was she when she passed, and how long ago was this?
She passed in 98, and she was about 63 or 64.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking you that is because I'm getting a strong 1930s, early 40s connection with that person. So go back in your family history. They're making absolutely certain that they want you to know that they're around. This is a male. He's stepping forward as a male. Yeah, it's a male. And he's really into his keyboards. And I feel I feel piano. I feel like piano. Yeah, really liked it. And he really liked the party scene. So I don't know what this is, if it was an old flame or something like that, but I'm feeling this energy around that. Anything else? What's the message she's got for you? Because she's gone to great lengths to try to do this whole thing with identifying who she is, and that it really is her.
I'm just seeing, I'm getting very strongly, she just wants you to know she's sorry. I keep hearing that over and over again, just, I'm sorry. So there's more attached to her life that she's very remorseful about, and she's very, very sorry for a lot of things that happened.
Yeah, but there's more to it. I mean, I'm just trying to get this is about you. Okay, this is about you. This is about things going on with you right now. All right?
Mm-hmm.
She keeps showing me a watch, and she's showing me time, and she's putting it basically on you. She's going, you're running out of time, and I don't know what this is about, but she's pointing to you, and she's saying, you got to get to work on this. You're running out of time. You got to move. She's like, she's basically lighting a fire under your butt, but I don't know what. She's telling you, you got to get to work. You got to move. You got to get going. And I don't know what this is. So, is there something is there some project, something that you're getting into that you need to be? She's kind of kicking your chops and busting your chops here.
Oh,
I mean,
wow. Okay.
Is she really? Do you know what this is about?
Yeah, I'm working on a project. I'm trying to build my own business, and that has to be it. It can't be anything else. That's what she has to.
Yeah, it's like some self start effort, and she's going chop chop. You know, get off your butt and move, and you know,
you
don't get anywhere. Yeah.
Are you second guessing yourself about this? I'm seeing a lot of, it's like you start to step in and then you pull back, and then you start to step into it and then you pull back. And what she basically wants you to know is that you should let go of the fear and just jump in and start it.
Okay. Yes, that's
yeah.
That makes sense. Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, she's a big believer in hard work. I mean, that's the thing I keep getting with her. She didn't sit around in life. She's kind of like a if you're gonna get ahead, you got to move. And the other thing is this is very clearly coming through. She's being really careful to say this right, so I'm just going to pass it on as I'm getting it. She's going that you need to be much more flexible about the way you see things, and. You know, that, and the way that you're looking at situations needs to be, you need to be a little more introspective and look at where your reactions are coming from. She's being very clear about that. So, you know, whatever that applies to in the situation you're in, take that as that's what she's saying here. I mean, it's verbatim. She's going to great efforts to make this clear that you, but the thing is that she loves you. And are you in a significant relationship?
I just got out of one.
All right.
Okay.
She's showing me, maybe this is just a little hint at the future. Normally we don't do, spirits are a little bit less likely to do psychic things for people. That's why we kind of frown on psychic readings here, you know, because we don't generally like, you know, the reason we're here is to live our lives and to do, we have to go through all these things based on our own self, you know, leading ourselves through life and then helping others and working with others. So it's really kind of, you know, I don't mind doing an occasional reading psychically, but they're really pushing us to do, you know, to go out there and try ourselves out, because that's the mission we're on here. But she gives me a little something for you. She's showing me you married a wedding down the road. She's putting her finger out and she's going, I'll be there.
The message that I'm getting is to be brave.
Yeah.
Just be brave.
So congratulations on your wedding that you don't know who you're getting married to. I have no clue of it. I mean, but I feel like this is the next year or two. I feel a real connection with a really nice guy. So I mean, I'm just getting this really strongly. She's occasionally they'll pull back the curtain a little and go, haha, we know something you don't, and we're going to show you something. So she's giving you a little hope there. But I feel I'll give you this much: the thing I think that's she's. And she's pulling back a bit here, you know, so I think she's done. But the thing that I got out of this was that she's pointing at the work you're doing with this thing about getting off your butt and getting to work. I feel like that's the path that leads you down the road to this person. So, and she's nodding. So that's sort of the deal. But she can't say any more than that. So have a great life. What's that?
Just be brave and move forward is what I'm hearing a lot.
You know what? Exactly. I mean, you know what? Going out there and putting yourself, pitting yourself against a great challenge, it's always tough. I do it every day, going to, you know, the work I do. And, you know, I build rockets and do the stuff I do. And also getting out and doing mediumship. I mean, there's no more being out there than this. I mean, this is you putting yourself... You know, but when it comes to starting a business or doing the kind of work that you want to do, that's a great challenge, and it's very honorable what you're trying to do. So, you know, live your dreams, and that's the thing she's really pushing here. You know, and she's sort of a cheerleader for you on this. You know, she's apologized for the thing in the past. She's trying to make it up by being there around you. So, I feel like she's around you, and she's wants to mentor you, and so you may be able to pick up on her. And when you need those, when those moments are kind of rough, you know, and you're wondering what the hell you're in this for, think of her and she'll be there, you know, and then just never give up, never surrender, you know, from the movie. I mean, just do that and you will get through. But she wants to be an inspiration.
Right.
Okay.
And she wants you to remember her for the messages that she relays to you and not for the person that she was.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Have we done good for you?
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. We're going to...
All right.
Let's see. Tag team medium chef. Hey, what have we done here? Hey, wait a minute.
And
what's
I've got you quoting Galaxy Quest now.
Oh, hang on just a sec.
Troops is filmed on location with the men of the Imperial Forces. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
I had to do that. I haven't played that in a while. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be a suspect. Let's see. You know what? I am going to ask that you and I both stand up for a moment because we've been sitting here on our butts. And I'm not going to go into station break because I just need to stand because my butt's glued to the chair and stretched. This is Mediumship Workout 101, okay? Are you stretching?
Yeah, actually, well, when I do readings from home, I pace. So I've actually been pacing the whole time.
Okay, well, I'm sitting here like I've got parts, you know, moving kind of all over the place. Oh, it feels so much better. Everything's cracking and falling back into place. Yeah, it's like, oh, dear God. Oh, we're doing some good readings here, you know. I feel very Russian.
We are.
Russian readings.
You know, it's almost like when you take a break from it for a while and then you go back, it's like you're stronger when you go back to it. Because I really haven't been doing much for the last couple of months, but it's like it just needs time to, you need time away from it for a while, and then you go back to it, and it's stronger.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because, I noticed the same thing. I mean, like paranormal investigation, I mean, I love doing it. Twice a month is about as much as I could take. One time a month is even better because, it just seems to be like it can take a lot out of you, you know.
Right.
But regular mediumship work, I mean, I find that I can do it pretty good once a week. But I look at it's like my friend Nancy Bradley up the road. She's a professional medium, and I actually met up with her about two weeks ago. And she's reading 12 people a day, and I'm going, holy crap, how do you do that and live? You know, I'm going And so, I mean, I'm actually going to go hang out with her and watch how she works. Cause it's always, I mean, I like to watch other mediums do their thing. It's just amazing, you know, but the stamina it takes. And it turned out she's doing telephone readings. You know, in-person readings are really rough on a medium, you know.
They are.
But, oh, man. And I'm getting hammered to death to go out and do gallery readings. So, they're, you know, my spirit guides are going, you're going to do this. I'm going...
You need to come out to the haunted house with me and do readings out there.
You know what? I think that'd be kind of fun.
I think you should.
Yeah. I'll be so scared. Oh, Shaggy.
I'll have to get back with you on the dates and stuff, but maybe like on a Friday or Saturday night you could go out there.
Yeah, I would do that. I mean, you know, you just have to get me a wheat-free Scooby snack to do it.
I think we could find that. Wheat-free Scooby snack.
That's right. Wheat-free Scooby socks.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to breeze through. We got a full board here, but you know what? I know we take a little lot more time than we should, but it's like, God, these readings, we really have to get these messages out to these folks, you know, and it takes time to dig into a good reading. Anyway. All right. So it's your turn. You're next. You get the next.
I started the last one.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, I started the last one. So this one is yours. 903, you're on SoulStream. What's your name and where are you from? Hello, 903, you're going on. Oh, hi.
Hi.
My
name's Patricia and I'm from Texas.
Patricia.
I love Texas. I was born in Texas. Patricia in Texas. What part of Texas are you from?
From... Northeast Texas. I'm an hour away from Shreveport, Louisiana, out of Longview, Texas.
All right, Longview.
Wow.
I was born in El Paso. I was born as far west to south as you can get.
Oh, yeah, we're on total extreme sides of Texas.
Oh, okay. So I'm like a foreigner to you then. All right. Anyway, you called, and guess what? You get Brenda first because it's her turn.
Great.
What can I do for you?
Hi.
Well, hi. Thank you all for taking my call. I guess I've been fortunate, and I still have my parents, and I haven't lost anybody that I was really close to anytime, you know. I mean, I really just haven't lost anybody, but I mean, I have a very close memory and very loving memory of my maternal grandmother. And I don't know, necessarily that I guess I'm not really asking for a specific person. I'm asking if you guys can pick up on anybody or some type of presence around me.
I'm actually getting a very strong male presence around you. Was there someone in your family who had close ties to the railroad? So I'm seeing railroads. It's bouncing between someone who might have been a train dispatcher or someone who might have been in the mechanical side of it. But I'm seeing a very strong pull to railroads.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I'm getting this. Here.
Your grandmother, she is there. I can feel her there with you very strongly, but it's, I'm seeing possibly there might have been someone in her past that she cared for very deeply that something tragically happened to. And this person might actually be more affiliated with that side of her life. Because she wants you to know that she's there, but it's almost like she's pushing this person forward, like she wants this person to have a voice. Was she possibly maybe engaged to someone else that might have been killed, or something tragically happened to this person?
I had an uncle. He passed away before I was born. Or I was very, very, very young. I never met him. He died tragically and very suddenly. He had a flat tire. He was on the side of the road changing it and got hit and was killed.
Okay. She went through a very difficult time with his death, because she cared for him very deeply. And it's almost like she almost had to, kind of like she had to rebuild herself a little bit. Like she'd been so attached to him, to having this person in her life, that she didn't know what to do. She was very lost when she lost him. And I think that's why she's kind of pushing him forward now. Because it's almost like she's wanting to give the memory to him. It's almost like a fear of being forgotten or not remembered kind of thing. She wants him to be thought of. That's what I'm feeling very strongly. Did he have children?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this on this? And this was a grand. You know, you want to hear from grandmother, right?
Not
that was
I
who
mean,
you mentioned for. That was
I
who
mean,
you
I
were mentioning first.
I mean, I would love to. I guess what I'm saying is that I was very young when my maternal grandfather passed away, and in some way, I mean, I felt his loss through my mother's grieving, but I wasn't really close to him. I had a, my paternal grandparents, we didn't have a real established relationship with them, but my maternal grandmother, I was older. I was in my 20s, and she was very, very loving to my daughter. And so I just have always felt and had a very loving memory of my grandmother. And like I said, I mean, she's, the reason that I mentioned her is because she's the only person that I really could tap into that has passed. And then more recently, within the last 2 years, my mother-in-law passed away, and I cared very deeply for her, but we had a good relationship, but we weren't super close. So, I mean, that's why I said, I mean, if anybody came forward, I was just wanting to know what you guys could pick up on, but not really that I'm looking for anybody in particular.
Yeah, the thing is I'm getting, like, on Dan's side, I kept getting, I got two names. I mean, I hate when they do this to me. They give me the names, and I get all self-doubting, so I'm just going to throw them out there and just go with it. Dad's side, I'm getting, I'm hoping that it's Dad's side, but I'm normally not this nervous about this. I usually just throw this out there. I'm getting Jean, and I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman here, but I'm getting this on father's side. I mean, is there a Jean, either a Jean or a Jeannie? Because I'm getting name.
That's my mother's name, but she's still living.
All right, then somebody from the other side is, you know, okay, so that's what's going on here. So somebody from the other side, on Dad's side, is saying hello to mother, you know, your mother, Jean. So is it Jeannie or Jean?
It's Jean.
Okay. So I wrote down Jean, but I had it on with father's side. Was someone on father's side close with your mother? I mean, somebody beyond your father, of course. somebody to the side of your father, or you know, in that family, was there a close connection to your mother?
Mm.
I'm getting that. I feel like they're just popping in saying hello, and they made damn sure to get the name. So I was like, sitting there going,
My mother's, again, and it's not really on my dad's side, but my mother's childhood best friend, husband, they were very close. That couple was very close to my parents, and her best friend's husband had a very good relationship with my dad, and he did call my mother Jeannie.
Okay, wow. then that would be so it close to with the close with your dad's side, you know, to the side of your father. Then this person has passed, right?
Correct.
Okay, well then that consider that hello, and they're just stepping forward and getting that through. The other name I'm getting is. And I don't know where to put this I put it right under your dad, but I didn't know what to make of this. I probably put it in the wrong place. Flo or Florence. I mean, I'm getting a FL, for sure an FL. Is there a Flo, is there like an FL name, Flo or Florence type name in the family? I'm definitely getting this. And this feels like it's old.
Could that be possibly part of a last name?
Yeah, absolutely. First and last names can be nicknames. It can be anything. It's just they're going to give me whatever. When I get the names, it's like being – sometimes I actually hear them. I'm clairaudient, so sometimes I will actually hear them speak the names. Other times they're going to give me, you know, they'll give me symbols or words that I'll see the symbol for it. This time what I was getting, I felt like I was underwater and I'm hearing them like, ooh, flow, you know, so that's how it sounds to me. So I'm going, okay, I catch part of it. And that could be a last name. Absolutely.
Well, it's kind of interesting that you said that because earlier I was seeing a lot of flowers, roses, flowers. Like there's a real strong connection to particularly roses. So maybe that was flower that you were getting.
Yellow rose of Texas.
Well, let me ask, is that individual that you're feeling a male or a female?
I keep feeling it's like a feminine energy, and the minute I did that, my mind lamp here. I have a particular type of device I use in the studio, turned perfectly pink, which is love. So, tell me what you're thinking, because this is a complete mystery.
The first three letters would be the last name of my mother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
Who is passed.
Wow.
Wow.
That's not her first name, but that would be the first three letters of her, FLO would be the first three letters of her last name.
What was that last name?
And actually, it's Flores, which means flowers.
And I was getting Florence, and I'm sitting there going, okay, so... And you see, this is my little strong. This is my little thing that I do. I get names, and it's like they just seem to like go. Yeah, okay, he's dumb enough to repeat everything we say. We'll just throw him these things. So consider that these are two very concrete hellos. You know, they're making sure that you know that they're around. Sometimes we are, and here's the deal with mediums. We get it. We'll hear different things, and then we'll try to use our intellect, and that's where we get stupid. We start trying to plug them into the wrong place. So this is good. This is actually some good stuff coming through. I mean, they're definitely making the connection there. These two step forward, though, and are being really...
Go ahead, John.
There's something I got to ask you. The house that you're in, what part of Texas you're in?
Yes.
What part of Texas is that? That's Eastern Texas, right? Is this an older property?
Yes.
Would I be safe to say that your house is haunted?
Geez, I hope not.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but there's something going on. If it's not immediately in the house, the property has a strong history, and there's something going on with your property.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Is that a good spirit or a bad spirit?
This is good. It's absolutely good. You've got like a harmless spirit who's, they're showing me a female. And the way she appears is younger. I would say in the 20s and 30s at the time of death. I feel like the home, is the home multi-story?
No.
Is there more than, is there like a basement then?
No.
How old is this house? Because I'm getting it going back quite a ways.
Is there a well on the property?
There's something with multi-story house here.
Seeing something in a lower level, but it feels more to me like a well or some type of storage facility that might be underground.
Is there more than one building?
Well, I have a storage shed on the property.
Okay.
All right.
Does it have a lower level or a basement level?
No, everything is one level. Everything is one level. And
I don't
know. About a well. I don't know. I don't know because.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna. What's the approximate age on the property? No.
Jeez, I mean, I've lived here only 9 years, so as far as I know, this property has been lived on. The person that I purchased the property from lived here 3 years, and she purchased it from somebody that had lived here 25, 30 years.
Okay, well, what's the style of the house? Is it going back into the 1930s? I mean, would you safely say this goes back 30s, 20s, early part of the century, or is it older? Is it younger than that?
It's younger than that. Probably built in maybe the 70s.
Okay, well, what I'm getting is a strong feeling of a multi-story property. I mean, is this in town?
No.
All right, there's history. I'll say this much. What I'm getting is there's history on the property, and I'm going to stick to my guns because this is what they're showing me. Is I'm getting a multi-story home, and I'm getting that this female dies in some sort of accidental, like an impact. I'm getting impact hit. She's here, she isn't, and she's just she's aware that she's dead, doesn't care to move on, and she's wandering around. And I feel like that. You're not the only property that this is happening around, but the home is like part of the pathway where the spirit appears. So you may actually have little things happen, and she likes to get attention. So you may at some point notice this. Now I'm going to ask one thing. Some of the people in the chat room were mentioning this. Did you all did both of you hear a strange noise when we were talking?
Yes, I heard that.
Okay, was that coming from our reader there, you know, the person we're reading, was that coming from your home? Did you make any noises there? Were you, like, washing something? Was there something washing, or did you run a machine or do anything like that, or were you just sitting there talking?
Well, I'm sitting in my kitchen at the counter. And I don't know how sensitive your speaker or my speaker is, but the only thing that happened was my refrigerator kicked in. You know, the freezer part, the ice maker part?
Yeah, no, that wouldn't have been it. This was a very strong, we had a very strong sound that came through. Sometimes when we're on air, we will get these different things that come through, and it'll be the spirit world doing EVP right on air with us, and we've had that happen. I got a really weird vibe about that. I mean, how about you, Brenna?
I did, too.
Yeah,
I got the vibe, too. But you know what, John? I felt it more around you. Do you feel something behind you, or did you feel something behind you at that moment?
You're scared of crap.
I know.
Out of
me. I don't.
I've already had them out. I'll tell you why. I literally 70 feet behind me 2 days ago, beyond the fence. We've had a whole pack of mountain lions wandering around out here, and two of them, my mother looked out and saw them, and I'd actually been out there, and I felt like I was being watched. So, when the show ends tonight, I guess what I get to do? I get to walk out where the mountain lions were. Isn't that fun?
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is just wonderful. but we had three of 2 days before that, 3 miles away, they killed three of them that were tearing up the farm. And so we've got this little problem. So, yeah, tell me about the thing behind me. That's really great. Thanks, guys. But, yeah, thanks a lot.
You know, one thing that I guess I wanted to ask or mention to see if there was any sensation from you guys. I was approached just randomly by a young lady, and she was in her probably early to mid-20s, and she kept looking at me, and I kind of just, you know, like, okay, what are you looking at? And she just kind of looked past me, around me, and she said, did you know that you have a small child following you? And I turned around, and there wasn't anybody there. And she says, no, you can't see him. She said, I'm very spiritual. She said, and you have a small child that follows you. And she said, did you lose a child? Did you miscarry or did you lose a child? And I said, no. And she says, well, there's a small child that follows you.
All right.
And I said,
that,
and I said, okay.
That
and
would
she
make
said,
sense. When
well,
did this
she
happen?
Said, she said, if you tap in and start paying attention, she suggested that I put out an offering, you know, put some toys and light a white candle. And she said, this small child will guide you. And I said, okay. She says, you just have to trust what I'm telling you and just trust your instincts. She said, because you know he's there. So I just was wondering. And really, that was what I was trying to see if you guys would pick up on.
Well, I got the female, you know, because I kept getting haunting, you know, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, because it was just like, I mean, I just wrote down. It was not family. I mean, it's not your family. It was outside when
no.
I did my. And
he
what I kept getting was this female. Well, what I got was female impact death. But the thing is, it doesn't mean that I normally will pick up on all of them that are there. It's just this female steps forward, identifies, you know,
getting,
that she's around. Yeah.
I was getting female too, but I was getting falling. Like she'd fallen. That's why I was asking if you had a well. Like she'd fallen into something, and there was an impact when she fell. But it was she fell into something deep. I'm not feeling a child attached to her though. I'm feeling that she was pretty young.
She told me that this was a small child. She says it's a little boy.
Huh.
And she asked me if, you know, if I possibly knew who I, you know, who that could be,
well,
and I said no. And she says, well, you definitely have a. He, she said he's a young child, but it's a little boy. And
well,
like I said,
was,
I don't know who that could be.
Did your
so
do you know? Do you have siblings? Did you have siblings, or do you?
Yes.
Do you know all of the circumstances of the different births your mother might have had that might not have come to term?
I'm not real sure.
You might want to check that.
Well, there was one time my mother made mention that she then recanted what she said, and then when I've asked her again, she's like, I'm not sure. She goes, I never said that. I question whether or not I was a twin.
Oh, I just got really, really strong chills when you said that.
Yeah, that's, that kind of stuff happens a lot. I mean, I have a case where, you know, I was 6 years old when my mother miscarried, and I was read by another medium at one time, you know, about a year ago, and this medium picks up right on that and goes, oh, your brother says hi. And I'm like, what? Say what? And I'm like, you're kidding. And he's fully aware, you know, and he came here for this life and did this and this and this. And he was stillborn and you were about 6 or 7. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, he hit it right on the head. And I'm like, holy crap, you know. And so, you know, they do stay around us, you know. And when we get to the other side, you get to meet this person, you know, this soul who came in for a short time and was, you know, and never came to term, you know, or wasn't, you know, it wasn't meant to be. So don't be surprised if that's, you know, where this goes. The thing I'm really clear on is that your haunted house thing is still, this boy, if he's following you around, he's not part of quote the haunting, he's haunting you, you know? So he's following you around. It's like as if he was a guide, part of your family, guide type energy.
Even if I traveled, would he follow me?
Absolutely.
Your guides always follow you. Your guides are like,
yeah.
You know, they're stuck with you. They get really bored. You know, you got to make it interesting for them.
Yeah, because the lady that approached me was not, I was 350 miles away and, you know, from where I live. And I was actually in South Texas, and like I said, she just approached me and said that to me. So
A lot of people see spirits, you know, a lot, you know. You know, whether or not they call themselves medium or not is immaterial. It's that, you know, if you're born with a gift and then you have these experiences, you know, and a lot of them will, generally, you know, in my training, the way I was trained, you don't walk up to somebody and just start reading them, you know, you don't walk in.
Yeah,
and
I was
space.
Always trained against that too.
It's kind of dicey. I mean, there's a certain, because you can really evoke strong emotions.
Yeah.
You have to handle this responsibly. Yeah, it's when you come to us, then you're opening up to that, and that's giving us permission to read you. But sometimes what happens is these people don't know any better, and they'll come forward and do that. And it may be just the thing you need. You know, but I would hazard the guess that I feel like this is a relative. This is not another spirit that, you know, just happened on you and said, "Oh, I'll follow her around." There's a purpose to this, and I feel like this spirit came to this earth briefly, never really fully incarnated, and yet is connected to you and is part of your soul group, your family group, and will be, you know, somebody you could get to know if you wanted to do that, you know, if you follow up on it. And the mind lamp just turned a perfect shade of purple here, very high spirit, so highly spiritual. So I feel like it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah, because it didn't startle me at all when she said it to me. It didn't shake me up. It didn't. I had no opinion one way or the other. I just said okay. But and that was just a couple of months ago. And you know, I just you know, but I'll swear that I'll leave something somewhere, and then when I go, it's not there. It's in a different spot, like my keys or my phone, just small things. And I'll be like, okay, I could have sworn I left them here, and then they're not there. But I mean, they're not lost. I always find them. They're just...
Yeah, classic haunting signs are, especially when you have a spirit trying to get your attention, they're going to do things like that. They're going to move items. They're a human spirit is just a person without a body. They have some control of the environment. That control can, and it's just as individual as human beings are. They'll have enough ability generally to be able to do up to about 10 pounds of force in moving things. It takes a lot for them to do that. It really tuckers them out. You know, they can go in and move something. They got to recharge from that. That's a big deal for them. But they can affect the physical world. So them doing that is they're trying to get your attention. So if you just talk to them and ask them to give you signs that are meaningful so you can figure out what's going on with them, they're going to come through and do things that will be helpful and useful. Be careful, though. You know, you want to establish who, you know, it is. I think, you know, I feel this is human spirit. I don't sense anything dark or negative or, you know, out to get you. This is truly a kind of a loving presence. So follow it up and see what happens, you know. But lay down the law. They're not allowed to come into your bed at night and start waking you up at 3 a.m, which has happened to me, and I had to lay down the law. But, you know, you can have times when you interact with them, and that's okay. You know, you just say, I need a sign from you as to who you are. Can you give me some indication of, you know, names? Can you give me, an indication why you're here? And then you'll notice little things. You know, you're going to get little signs and little symbols and things that are unmistakable, and you will pick up on that. You may even have strange dreams. So make note of all that. That's the stuff of them coming through. And I feel strong guide. I mean, I feel this person is in your life for a reason. You know, they're wanting to work with you. So
yeah, I mean, I'm never really ever afraid. I always feel comfortable. I always feel, I just feel safe. I do. I feel safe. And I feel a very secure presence around me all the time. I really do. And, you know, I've always said, you know, my guardian angel is an archangel because I have survived things that, you know, that I just don't think, I think I should have come out of things in other conditions than which I have. So I always just have felt that I've always had a protection around me, a kind of a force field, if you will. I don't know.
Was this,
but I guess,
I'm going to ask, I'm sorry, I'm going to jump in here, but was this, because I kept getting somebody, when we started reading today, you know, on the show, just, I kept getting somebody that was in a, I kept getting the feeling of like somebody was in an accident, but they should have been killed and they weren't. And I feel like metal wrapped around them. I mean, were you in a car accident or a plane accident? Some, I mean, was there some crazy accident you were in that could have killed you?
Well, I was, I mean, not recently, but I mean, I was in a rollover accident. I rolled over three times and literally just walked away with three scratches, literally. I also had a situation where my best friend and I were driving. We had a six-hour road trip. I had driven 5 hours and about 10 minutes. So we had less than an hour to go. And she said, you know, let me drive so you can rest. She drove literally 13 minutes and fell asleep at the wheel. And we wound up in a very large pond. And we didn't roll over. Yeah, we didn't roll over. We didn't sink. We sunk to where we had to climb out of the vehicle and get on top of the roof of the vehicle. When they rescued us, you know, when they pulled that vehicle, they drug it about 4 or 5 feet and it totally submerged. So, you know, there's just been things, you know, that I feel that, you know, I've been put in, I guess, potentially dangerous situations, and thankfully, and I'm not bragging about it, I'm very grateful, but, you know, I've known people to have gotten in maybe not as serious accidents and have been seriously injured or, you know, not survived, yeah. But.
Well, right. I'll tell you what, I really feel like you are, you've got this strong, very strong presence with you that's a guide energy you can develop the relationship with. You've also had, I mean, we really put a lot of time on this because, I mean, you needed it. You've also got family on the other side who've identified by name, and you're very blessed because, I mean, when they do that, they care about you enough to come through and put those names out. That's a big deal. So, you know,
I know,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I know you said at the beginning of the show that, you know, you guys weren't going to, you know, tap in onto anything, you know, other than that. But I guess I'm just asking, you know, is anybody stepped forward that can tell me if on a personal note things will change or get better for me? I mean, does anybody have anything to say? Or how can I tap into that?
Message. Actually, yeah, the message was the guy that's the little kid following you is actually quite an evolved guide. And he's like, that's what the whole point of this is. I mean, the whole point was that you are being contacted. They're doing little things like this to get your attention to help you develop. And this is going to open a bunch of doors for you. So you really need to heed it. It's not going to be a thing of, oh, I'm just going to throw it out there and get a, you know, and the future's going to fall just like dominoes this way or that way. It's about they're making efforts to get you to realize that you're being tapped on the shoulder. Open up to this. So, absolutely.
The message that I've been getting for you is that everything happens for a reason, for a true purpose, and that we're not put in situations that we can't handle. And there's a very strong purpose for you, a very strong direction, and it's almost like you know what that direction is, but you haven't gone in it yet. But you're being guided there. Everything that's happened to you has happened to make you stronger for that purpose.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, alrighty. Well, I appreciate you guys, and thank you so much, and hopefully I'll develop the skills or tap into my intuition to be able to perceive.
I think you're going to be fine. Don't be surprised if you get some more strange things going on because, man, yeah, they worked their butts off here to get to you.
Right.
They really did. You okay?
Are they in the capacity to be able to guide me as far as relationships?
You can ask their advice, but remember, you're here. This is something we're really big on here. they make it absolutely clear that you are here to live this life because you chose to come here and do particular things. So you have to make the choices, and you have to live with the outcome of those choices. They can advise you. It's up to you whether or not you're going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do they give wrong or bad advice?
They'll give you what you need, and then it's up to you to figure it out. It's really
okay.
Up to you. Yeah, you will get dark energies, dark spirits that will come through that will occasionally try to mislead you. But it's pretty easy to tell where that's coming from. You know, I mean, these spirits here, no, highly evolved. They're really out. They're really wanting to work with you, and they've really worked their butts off for you tonight. For me, I'd open up to them. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
You're very
welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too.
You too.
All right. We're going to see. We're going to go ahead. That was a long one, but we got a lot done. chat room, I've had a bunch of PMs. There's one there. I wasn't sure what was going on because they keep on wanting to, they're insisting on a reading. I keep putting. My website is, although I've got Ghostwriter Investigations is generally our website. On Facebook, we're you could get to facebook.com/soulstreams with an S. We'll get to us, so we can you could get in contact with us there, and we'll definitely get back with you. We can't add more time. I get 2 hours, and so we've only got about 3 minutes left. I got a few callers out there. I don't know, Brenda, are you up for a little overtime just on the stream?
Sure.
Okay, we'll roll over to stream. So what we're going to do is go ahead and just we'll take the next caller, roll right in. I'm going to thank everybody who's been in chat going on. We've got Arlene, Books for Knowledge, Bright, Dale, Bunner, Debbie Dew. I think I know who that is. Earthbound Angel. Oh, she's such an angel. Energy Therapies, the Kiwi lady. Yes, she's and they're sitting in a pile of gold because America attacked them. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, we nuked them and turned all their copper to gold. And she's going to kill me on Facebook later. Gerber Daisy TM, got a bunch of guests. Let's see. Damn those Yanks, that's what she's saying. Kimberly Lathrop. Lathrop is here. Lathrop, the beautiful Lathrop. Nancy Mum, who I don't know if I'll ever see her again because, let's see. What is that? Books for Knowledge? Just, oh, my God. Anyway, Sonic Tech out there. Hello, Sherry. Say hi to Gary for me. You two better make up about all those teams that you're fighting each other about. See, talks about righteousness. I'm righteous, you know, righteous. So anyway, let's see. We're going to go ahead and pop on to the next one. I'm going to bring up, I think I was on 903 last. So 918. We'll bring 918 on. So 918, you're on Soulstream. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, my name is Angela. I'm from Oklahoma.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hey. I actually made it. I thought you had a whole bunch of people call in before the show, because that's what I did. I'm like, wow. You guys were fun to listen to. Very fun.
Oh,
she's just a woman for compliments, isn't she?
Well, no, because, like, my mother's name is Jeannie, and I have Uncle Gene, and I'm like, well, maybe he's picking up on me.
Wow.
And I was really concentrating, thinking I'd be called on the next person. Maybe I shouldn't concentrate. I laugh
well,
so hard.
Yeah, that's often called a Me Too energy thing, too. John Edward talks about that in a lot of his books, is where we'll have soul groups who'll get together. They'll arrange this whole darn thing, and then you'll end up with similar names, you know, and similar circumstances showing up. Yeah, so, I mean,
that makes sense.
It's a little hello, you know. But what can we do for you, my friend?
Well, I have some people that passed over this past year, and just curious if anybody was talking in my little circle.
This may sound kind of funny, but did you also lose a pet?
Not first. I think one pet's going to pass away soon.
Okay. I'm seeing a pet that almost like they may have, their soul may already have passed over, but they're still hanging on physically.
Mm-hmm.
But I am seeing that.
Let's see here.
And we're going to go off stream in 15 seconds, so thanks to everybody for dialing in. And for those still with us on the phone, just stay on, and we'll do our best to get to all of you. So anyway, here we are. And caller, what was your name again? I'm just
My name is sure. Angela from Oklahoma, born in Tennessee.
I like Tennessee. That's such a wholesome place.
It is. Memphis is a little bit dirty. That city's a little bit dirty. The streets, you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting a very strong. There's a very strong female presence.
Okay.
Very strong around you. Has your mother passed?
No. I'm not that close to my biological mother.
Okay. This feels like someone who almost was like a mother figure to you.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who most of the person that you are today came from her. And she's showing me a sewing machine for some reason. There's a tie to a sewing machine. She's very, very strongly with you. She's with you a lot. I'm seeing that a lot of times you'll hear not really bells, but like a slight chime almost. But you'll hear very faintly, and that's actually her giving you a small sign that she's there with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot with her. There's a lot of images that are coming through with her. She's very rapidly going through things. But I'm seeing an incident. She wants you to know there was an incident that you went through that was very tragic, and she wants you to know that she was there with you the entire time.
Okay.
It's very important that you know that she was there with you. Here, John, what are you getting?
For some reason, I'm sitting here. I'll start doodling, and then I realize that they're doing this. This is like tonight's the doodle night. I every time I do a show, it's a different thing with them. And tonight I'm doodling, but I'm sitting there. I wrote down, out of the blue, I wrote down military, and I'm getting strong military connection to a relative who's passed. And I feel like duty, honor, salute the flag, really into their USA, go team. And this person is like really military, strong, definitely male. Do you have, I don't feel like this is immediate, like in this generation family. I feel like this goes back to World War
II. We're from a colonial family. We're from a colonial family. We've been here for centuries.
All right, so you got a lot of that kind of, yeah, mm-hmm. Because I was getting red, white, and blue. I mean, they were all saluting. You know, that's the feel, and that's the feel I got with this one male in particular. But, I mean, was there a World War II vet?
That was my grandfather. He died at Iwo Jima.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant. He was very brilliant.
Wow.
I wrote down Europe. So, I mean, that surprised me. Did he do any, was he in more than one place during World War II? Did he do any time in Europe?
I don't know. I really don't know on that one because, of course, he died before I arrived. And
yeah, it's not. They'll give you – now, here's the deal. See, my grandfather was actually the chief neurosurgeon on the Alcan Highway Project for the United mm-hmm. States Army. When D-Day happened, and I only found this out a few years ago. I did not know my grandfather was in D-Day. They needed neurosurgeons in the worst way because they knew they were going to take heavy casualties to invading France. He
right.
was transferred out of the army and into the Navy, and he was made a captain in the Navy. And he found himself under intense bombardment by the Nazis. During when they were in the middle of that landing on Omaha Beach and all that. So it's not uncommon for a spirit to give unit information where they'll say, "Oh, I was here," and you may find that there was like some connection there that ties in with the military thing. I don't know what that's about, but he's being very specific about this. So take that under advisement. If you happen to find out any more unit information about him, that's a little. It's like a little tidbit to get
your
attention.
I have the last letter that he wrote to my grandmother before he was shot.
And did he talk anything about? Did he talk anything about going places? I mean, because he's bringing this up.
Well, he talked about crossing over, basically, about heaven, and it was a very strange letter for him to write. It was the last letter he wrote to my grandmother.
He knew he
wasn't coming home. He knew that he wasn't going to make it back.
Yeah,
but we've always served. We've served through all the different wars.
Yeah.
There's even a northern person in my family that captured a southern person of the family and hid him and kept him alive.
Wow.
I'm writing a trilogy on my family, so it's interesting.
I keep getting a science connection in your family in the current.
Well, that might be me. That might be me.
Okay.
Yeah. I've written a book on vaccines. I've been invited to speak to the UN and different
wow.
things like that.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
So they're acknowledging your what you're doing. Now that's why I was sitting there drawing a rocket, and I drew a rocket, and now I realize what I'm dealing with is that was a hypothermic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there going, why am I drawing rockets? Even though I'm in the business, and it's like I'm drawing this rocket, and then I get the science thing, and then, now I realize it's hypodermics. Okay, that makes sense. So it's basically a tip of the hat that they like what you're doing. They really really respect what you're up to. I'm getting, by the way, guys, I'm getting a really strong cold sensation on the right side. So I have a spirit in the here with me right now.
You've had
one
concentrating for about 2 hours. I've been focusing. I don't know if that's from my family or if that's just your blaze.
Well, I feel like it's I feel like it's tied. It's really weird because, this now it's getting really
warm. Project. I can project well.
Yeah, you're doing a really good job because I can feel this energy completely just kind of wrapped around me. But I'm feeling a strong sensation on the right arm, especially the forearm, right forearm. And for whatever reason that is, but interesting. I'm used to spirits dropping by the studio because it's kind of the one place I don't tell them that you can't come. It's like, they're invited in because I'm doing the work,
Right.
So it's really interesting to me. You obviously strike me as somebody who's very spiritually aware, and that you do have you have a lot of spirits running around you, especially
mm-hmm.
The home you're in. Here's another haunted house scenario, but I feel like this is more tied to you than the house.
I get a little annoyed with them sometimes. They set off with the van alarm. They've been doing that for 3 years. 3 years,
okay.
2 a.m. I have to go out there and turn it off.
Yeah. Put some salt in the van. Just put sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
That'll get their attention. They'll go, oh, dear God, what has she done?
I just think they think it's funny to make me wake up after I finally get to sleep.
What is this thing? You are... the work you're doing is really interesting stuff. They're really fascinated with what you're doing.
I'm seeing there's a lot of medical background in your family, and it comes to you naturally. The things that you know are coming to you naturally. I'm also getting some past life things with you. I see you. I feel a real strong tie to nursing. I'm almost seeing like a Civil War type of
Mm-hmm.
Time Harried with You, where you did some help with the doctors that were taking care of soldiers during the Civil War. And I'm seeing that sometimes you almost get like a flashback of past life situations where it's kind of like it's melding together a little bit with the present. I know that kind of might sound strange, but I'm seeing that with you where it kind of, you get kind of like an almost flashback sensation at times.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That happens.
Yeah.
I have to remind myself what year it is.
Yeah.
You're not the only one in your family gifted like this, are you? This seems to
My paternal grandmother was a James from the Frank and Jesse James family. We're all gifted.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we can hit a target with our eyes closed.
I was just out sighting in my rifle today. I could have used you. I'm sitting there having trouble with it because I can't get the I can't get it to the windage right. It's all screwed up. So. You're the woman I need, damn it. Where were you? I wanted to hit that darn thing. I just really strongly get you're very evolved. You're very aware of everything going on. Family, you've just got a lot of family spirits hanging around. But there's also like non-family spirits who try to muscle into it. You get earthbounds following you around. I mean,
I don't know if it's been happening to you lately, but have you actually been physically seeing the epi spirits of souls that stay here?
Lately, you should be at my house. And lately, yes, the big increase. I live on top of an old gold mine. Okay, so I mean, we're literally I'm 9 miles from where gold was discovered in 1848. So the spirits we have here, right about late August all the way through till March, it's Spirit Central. Just saw two nights ago, I saw a spirit come booking around the corner right in front of me. I watched him go around the corner. I think it was my father. But I've also today sitting there watching my mother. I take care of her, and she was sitting in a chair. She's still getting over her surgeries. And she's just sitting there, and I all of a sudden two spirits go walking right by, right in the middle of the room. And I'm going, did you see that? So, yeah,
wow.
you're picking up right on it. Absolutely a ton of activity lately. We're hearing talking, big-time increase in the talking. We're hearing that. Both of us are hearing it. My mother has the gift, too. So
Time of the year, though, too. I always notice an increase of activity as we get closer to this time of the year. It happens a lot towards October, November, those months. There'll be an increase of activity.
Yeah, it's the veil. I mean, it's thinning. This is real normal. It's almost like a season.
I noticed.
Season of spirits, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed last month there was a pickup. I mean, even to the drive-thru, the lady that was taking the money, I said, did your mother, large nose, and then these glasses, or was that your grandmother? She was really upset at you, and she turned pale. And I said, well, she wants you to know to stop it. And she's like, okay. it just seems more, it didn't used to be this common. I was just wondering.
What's going on in the world? I mean, people who are more aware are getting a lot more. It's been really tough on a lot of people who are real sensitive because there's so much negativity. I mean, just go out and look at what's happening in the world. Go out on Facebook and watch all the political postings and the way people are in each other's throat. It's just crazy.
Right.
And you have to, I mean, I get caught up in it sometimes. I had to kind of pull myself down because, I mean, I really get passionate about this stuff because I have definite feelings about it. But the thing I find is that there's so much of this stuff going on. That for those of us who are sensitive, it's we're seeing a lot more, we're feeling a lot more. It's because there is a lot more, and get ready for a really whacked out ride for the next 2 years. It's going to be wild. So,
I believe that as well. I think the next 2 years are going to be pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's this whole solar storm thing too. The sun is going through basically NASA. I mean, if you want to get an idea. NASA broadcast in 2011 a really interesting video to all their employees about being emergency prepared. And I took that to be kind of, you know, I'm not Mr. Survivalist, but I am a big believer in being prepared for just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So I've been doing things around the ranch here, just getting the place beefed up and everything ready, just in case something goes down.
Right.
And that's sort of the gist that the spirit world is really talking about. Don't, you know, yeah, you're down there, you're here doing your missions and stuff, but by the way, you know, you know some real serious crap's coming. And you might want
right.
to batten down the hatches because it's going to suck. And the thing with the sun, you know, they're talking solar storms like we've never seen before, stuff that's going to knock out power and do all sorts of strange things. So, you know, be ready. I mean, they're trying to get our attention. It's because it's like, knock, knock, idiots.
Right.
Time
right.
to wake up.
I felt that, too, the strong need to just be prepared to be able to take care of yourself. I have felt that, too.
Yeah, I think Angela is totally. The thing that Angela, I get with you is you're completely, you're just completely okay. I mean, nothing seems to faze you.
I got you fooled. You should
well,
see
you
me
see,
last
you
night
see.
When my daughter cut 2 feet of her hair off.
Wasn't I happy? Well, you know, what I'm talking about is the spiritual side of it. Yeah, it's like okay, I can deal with that. Yeah, real life stuff. Okay.
Well, I mean, I think I have more knowledge than most people do. My mother comes from a very political family, like the embassy, the attacks. They knew that was coming. They knew. They took down my mother's, the numbers that you put on your house, the house numbers? They took those down in July because it was considered a quote-unquote security risk, you know, and we're extended family. We're not like immediate family of this one certain family. They knew things were going on, you know. It's not a big surprise, but they can't tell everybody that. They can't, because then
right.
worse things will happen.
Well,
right.
it's a crazy situation out there. I mean, you sound like you know a lot of what, you know, a lot of the things that, you know, I've seen and stuff, and I just look at it and just go, wow, do these people actually know how to lead us? I'm not even sure that they really do, but, you know, I feel like we're kind of on our own. You know, we're doing the best we can as a people. But, you know, the thing I get kind of upset about is the whole notion of being ashamed of America. And I refuse to be ashamed for our country. You know, I really love our country.
You mean because of our actions in different countries?
I just don't like the...
Is that what you're referring to?
Well, not so much that. It's just that there's a feeling that somehow, you know, being an American is wrong. And it's like, no, you know, I was born one. I really like the country. I like our people. I like the way I like our culture. So I don't feel too like I should be feeling bad for having been born and existing. So I just have that sort of sense of it. And but you know, with all the troubles we got, we're kind of in this together. We got to figure this out. You know, and tearing each other apart ain't gonna work. So,
no, it's not.
Yeah. So it's, you know, to me it's. I look at it right now, and it's like the spirit world is just going absolutely gaga right now. I mean, they're looking at everything going on and going, you're going to really be tested. You think this is, you know, the politics of it is interesting? Well, you see survival interesting. So, you know, I think people are going to have to pull together. I mean, and God might just step in and make that happen. Yeah, because I think it's going to take something dramatic to pull people out of their reverie and believing that things are one way, when reality is going to paint a different picture. And to me, that's true spirit is when people are faced with a common adversity and have to pull together and make things work. And they get to see the strengths in each other and they forget about their differences. And that to me is like the big message that they're really pushing forward, because we're going to need each other, you know, whether
right.
or not we come from one end of the aisle or the other, you know, and what our belief systems are. We're all still human beings. So, that's the thing I keep getting from them, you know, and they get really pissed off when we go off on our different tangents, because we get very fixed in our belief structures. So they're going to dash that. I feel like the message coming through is they're going to dash that all to bits and just go, you think you really are in control? You watch what we can do to you, and you're really going to have to work together, and you will. And I'm going, okay. I'm just going to try to take care of my little family and make sure everything's going good when this happens. And I'll still try to be a medium and read people and help, because that's part of the deal.
Do you have solar ovens, things of that nature?
Surprising you would talk about ovens, because I just tested and I'm finishing out. I built two what are called rocket ovens. And they're in actually tomorrow morning. I get up and take the F-150 up, and I get the last of the brick that I'm putting in, and finish these ovens off, because they burn wood, but they burn wood at a very slow rate, and you get very even cooking on them. So I'm trying to be as ready as I can. So if we do lose power, I've got these ovens ready to go, and and we tried cooking on them, and they're great. I mean, it worked out
great.
Wow. Yeah, so I mean, that's good. You pick up on the ovens, and I'm doing things with water. We're doing, I've got a well, so we're putting in a manual pump for the well, emergency. If we have a situation, I can have that assembled in 130 feet down in about an hour.
Are you doing with condensation?
It's funny that you would speak of condensation, because good, because I'm doing research with dew ponds. These are ponds that were built in the Paleolithic era by in Britain, where condensation actually constantly filled these ponds, and they would get up to 150 gallons
a day. I think that would be most
promising,
and you should work more with that.
Well, I'm doing the other just as an emergency.
Because that work came through loud and clear.
Yeah, they were like giving me. They were going, you're going to need to have the pump first, but you're also going to get the real sustainable stuff out of the condensation ponds. And I looked and went, okay, I'll do this first, then I'll get to this. My problem is I have a sick parent, so I'm trying to balance all this stuff. I can't do it all. Yeah, so it's funny. I mean, you hit it right on the head, because like I looked at it and went, I'm not going to get all the water out I want by pumping, every morning. It's going to really suck, but at least it will be water. But if I had to go the other direction, if I could get the other thing running, I'll have condensation water for free right out of the atmosphere. Absolutely right on the money. Very good.
I think that would be better, because I think the earth will shift. You won't have access to that water in the well.
Well, I'd rather, I'd rather have the pump, and if I had to redrill, I've got something, So
yeah.
I'm going to hedge
you. I hear you.
Yeah, I'm going to hedge my bets, But
I think that condensation thing is a great idea.
Yeah, I'm actually going to test it. I've got a rig all planned out in the coming month. We're going to actually test it out. So if that model works the way I think it will, then we're going to go for a bigger version. So absolutely. So yeah, I mean, preparation is, if you're prepared for an emergency and you've thought out as many contingencies as you can, I really think that you've got a better chance than most, because you've got the mindset. An awful lot of people are not going to have that. They're caught up in the world. They believe the world still is as it was.
They're still stuck in Calvinism. I mean, that's what our political world is now. It's Calvinism. You have to damn the politicians so that the people will be blameless, will be free of sin. And just like in Nathaniel Hawthorne's The Scarlet Letter, how Hester and... Was it Penn? What was the gentleman's name, the pastor? Do you know who I'm talking about? The one she committed adultery with?
Her name was Hester Prim, I think it was.
And then his name was...
her name. And his name, I can't remember his
name. Well, Loverboy. We'll call him Loverboy.
Yeah.
In order for their child, Pearl, to be humanized, to be free of sin... Hester and Loverboy had to be damned.
Right.
And I think, this is my theory, with the political world that we live in now, the politicians have to be damned in order for the country or the people at large to be free. I mean, you see it happening all over the world. It's Calvinism.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
so it's
funny.
A stretch, but that's my idea.
Actually, you're not that far off. I mean, although the Loverboy thing can be really fun, but the thing is these children that are being born that are seeing, what do they call them, the children with the violet, they're
indigo.
Seeing indigo children.
Indigo, yeah.
Yeah,
indigo children.
They're seeing things as they are. It's becoming very apparent. I mean, there's so much spiritual connection going on. These children are going to be without guile. They won't be able to be lied to, because they'll point the truth out in unglaring, certainty. And it will, I think that that's kind of where it's going. I think we're evolving as a species, and this will change everything. But, you know, I feel like when I'm driving to work, I feel like I'm driving through the village of the damned, because it's like all these people are running around with their lives, and I go, do you actually see, I mean, do you see that this was what was and this isn't what's going to be? And right. and I it's just really weird. I mean, I'm going through my life going, is it, you know, it's all tipping, and I'm going, wow, this is really weird, a weird time to be alive. So I don't know. I mean, I just know that, I know that the answer is in spirit, though. You just follow.
Did
you follow
have
what's going on.
Spirits walk in?
What, right now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling it. I feel right now where I'm at. I feel a very strong presence on my right, and it's been pretty constant, and it's actually quite heated up.
Is that tall and skinny?
I don't know about tall and skinny because I'm really not seeing it, but the feel I get is of a male.
There's been a presence with you through the entire show, because I felt it from the very beginning when I started talking to you on the phone.
Flushed cheeks. I mean, I'll tell you what I keep getting the image of is a Finnish person, and it the cheeks are kind of high and flushed, and I don't know what to make of that. And there's a point that they would give you giving a physical description like that to me for, but I don't know why. I don't know what that's about. But they're, you know, I would tend to think it's going to be a younger person, so they may be skinny. Yeah, you know, I'm not getting much else with it. Checkered shirt.
I'm feeling a hand on your right shoulder. It's almost like there's someone who's been, and it hasn't just been now. It's like it's constantly. There's a hand on your right shoulder that's almost guiding you.
That would be my father, because he's been making a big point of being around. So I would absolutely feel like I don't feel it. I've got this on the right arm. What I'm getting on the right arm is absolutely like an icy hot sensation. It's icy hot, and it's definitely on the upper forearm. So you know, that's generally a sensation of, it's a very friendly spirit. I mean, I'm not getting a negative energy from it. They're not trying to draw my energy off. They're being supportive. And they're really glad for the work we're doing. So, you know, obviously, but I don't know. I don't feel anything more. I'm just, yeah, maybe it's because I'm dense tonight. I don't know. So,
no, you're
well, right. I mean, maybe the spirits around you a lot. You're comfortable.
Yeah, you should see it at work. Dear God. I'll go along, you know, and there's no spirits around, and I'll walk around a corner, and boom, it's like the light switch goes on, and there's all sorts of stuff happening, and you're going, oh, wow. What started that? You know, and so a lot of my time I'm all mystified as to why the hell are they there? And then I find out it's an earthbound, you know, or it's, you know, one of my relatives is dropping by work to say hi, you know, it's, wow. And lately it's happening so much more. I mean, God, it used to be, it was like, you know, you could kind of predict when things would happen. Now it's like, you don't know. You know, supermarket. Okay. Yeah. Hi, how are you? What you want? Okay. I'll give the message, you know, and then hanging around my mother, you know, with her illness and stuff that's going on. It's like, you know, I know that's relatives. Absolutely. I mean, they're there, but I mean, with you though, Angela, I mean,
yes,
this, I'm not the only one right now with spirits around. You've got, I'm getting a female, strong female presence. Why am I getting a... Are you in a, like, a room with a lot of books or a library?
Oh, how funny. I teach my daughters at home, and there's bookcases everywhere, even in the bathrooms.
All right.
You know, that was something that I was going to ask you if you were a teacher, because I felt that teaching around you. There's a very strong medical pull around you, but then there's also a teaching energy around you as well.
Yeah, no, they got like a crap load of books, you know, and it was just like, I kept getting the feeling of, I got the strong female presence, but I also have an older male presence going back, and this older male presence is like very, he's kind of English, like, he's very official.
He's what?
He's very official. He's very prim, proper. You know, I have to do
this. Oh, we're English. We were even neighbors to Peter Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson's father.
Oh, so this doesn't make sense, because I was looking at this guy. Uh-huh. Well, she's from
we've homeschooled for centuries.
Getting...
Yeah.
Oh, so okay, so this guy was like, rah, 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 rah. He's trying to, and he's like, really, but he's really likes you, and I don't know that, but
I've
don't
been researching the family tree quite a bit, and it's an eye opener, just such an eye opener.
Okay, well, English. I'm going to just take a guess because I'm getting. You know, don't tell me what part you were from of England. Is there a strong connection to one particular part of England? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. I'm not an expert on England because, and I'll probably get this wrong, but I think I'm in the general vicinity. I don't know why the hell I said it that way. Vicinity. but I'm getting vicinity. Damn it, Jim. Spock balls. He's saying vicinity. Help him.
And now we're getting to the time when John begins to get loopy.
I'm getting loopy for a reason, but I may not get to the right concentration.
Well, I'm
not
going to slap your hand if you're wrong. I mean, it's...
Well, okay. You can. What? You promise to slap me? You'll beat me? You'll hurt me?
Oh my God.
Really? Man, how? What I'm getting is York. York.
Oh, you have no idea what you're saying. Go ahead.
I'm getting York. It's like something York.
Our last name means from the Shire.
Oh, wow.
And is that York?
Very well done. We're from the Yorkshire area.
Oh, well.
Our very last name means from the Shire.
Oh, you're hanging out with the hobbits. Are you short? So, that's pretty good. So I'm really keyed into your family then.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, and they're very happy. They're like happy people.
Well, because I think a lot of our family has forgotten where we came from. I know they have. You know, we're related to the Dolly Madison family even. And I wish I could have just heard one family dinner. You know, they live next to the Jeffersons, Dolly Madison family, Quaker family. I would love to have heard the conversation. Like Thomas Jefferson was 14 when his dad died. And I swear to God, my Uncle Edward looks like Thomas Jefferson, red hair all. Everybody's always said he looked like Thomas Jefferson. Well, turns out we were neighbors. So it makes me wonder, you know, they say mama's baby, papa's maybe. Makes me wonder.
Boy.
And they traded slaves, and I mean, it's just really fascinating.
Wow.
You know, I had a lot of family from Virginia. We probably had relatives crossing paths at some point, you know?
I buy the same land we once owned when I finally make it, but does any of my family say I will, you know? God, I hope they do. You know, I'm just like, oh.
Well, I do know this. The fact that you're researching the family, it has stirred them up a bit. And, this mail that I'm getting... again, the mind lamp just turned a perfect shade of purple, so very spiritual. This guy has been around a long, long time, and I'm going to go back to mid-1750s with him.
Mm-hmm. That's where they would have lived in Goochland. That's where they would have lived next to Peter Jefferson. His name would be John.
Okay. Well, this guy, he's like really, he's got a great sense of humor, the way that I'm picking up on him. Very much into his position and social status. He had a real strong sense of who he was and very well respected around his area. I mean, he was well known, you know. The other thing is, you have children, yes?
Yes.
Are your children sensitive?
The youngest is especially. Had to be careful with my thoughts. I thought about, like, yelling for my daughter. She goes to the top of the stairs. She goes, yes, Mom. And I hadn't even yelled yet. You know, I'm just...
Okay.
I have to be careful of my thoughts.
Yeah, because I got a feeling she's seen him. Hi. There she is. So,
yeah, she's very intuitive.
You might ask her if she's seeing any strange old men wandering around the house. Hello. But yeah, how long have you been researching family history in Yorkshire?
guess it was about 4 or 5 years ago, my mother gave me the copies of the wills back to the early 1600s, late 1500s. Or the first will, we're not for certain what time frame it was. So.
Wow. Well, what I would say is that you're, you know, you've got, you got the best of all worlds. You're very spiritually aware. You do know when spirits are around. You're working with spirits. You're getting the sense of the history. You got, you know, your child is definitely, you know, aware of these things. You're passing this stuff on. I think you're a great, you know, you're doing everything right.
I'm poor.
You're poor in the fiscal sense. You're rich in the other senses that matter.
Oh, I'm wealthy. Yeah. Wealthy when it comes to that. I'm just.
Yeah, so you're going to do just fine. I really feel you've got the wherewithal to get through anything. The thing is that this guy is like, he's just. Have you felt him before? I mean, have you felt the energy of this man? Because I keep getting. He's been around a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, several years.
I think
at least.
He's been around more than just. You know, the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Well,
I think he chooses who he stays around.
Yeah, I think
moody.
I think he likes that about you. He's kind of sensing that. He's going, yeah, she's picky like me. That's the kind of thing. he thought that was funnier than crap. He's just sitting there going, I just get that strong sense with him. The other thing is. Okay, that's a shift. Brenda, I mean, are you picking up on dead little girl?
I think I'm very tired now at this point.
Okay.
My side is kind of, it's kind of fizzled on my side.
Oh,
that's okay. You guys have been working
we'll
so
have
hard.
To We'll just have to goose you to get you to fizzle back. Let's see. Spiritual goosing. What I'm getting is there's been a presentation of a little girl who dies of disease. And I feel like the disease is like a child. It's a childhood disease that I'm trying to. I'm getting heavy. It's another breathing case here. Dies of like tuberculosis or something. TB.
I could probably find it.
Yeah, I'm getting a.
There's
this
been
child.
Children that have died, you know.
And your family connection in revolutionary America going back. I'm trying to get the localized place of it, but I'm feeling like it's. I don't think Boston. I'm not sure. This is south of Boston. This is like Virginia or D.C., somewhere in there. What part of, where was the bulk of your family from over there?
It's believed that they went to the Connecticut area and then they went down to Virginia.
Okay.
That John guy that you were talking about, his father was a drunk. And they still have records of him being arrested in Virginia for being a public drunk.
Isn't that wonderful?
In those centuries, you think they would take it off, you know. But they still have it.
Did they have, like, wagon chases like they have chases in L.A.? You know, was there, like, people, roving reporters, you know, running beside the person being chased going, what's it like to be chased by the police?
Go ahead.
I am getting something. I'm getting a boy probably around the age of 14. Very, very strong presence. Like I said, my energy is kind of fading. He's wearing an English style cap, is what I'm seeing. Are you related to? I'm seeing automobiles, like the 1930s, like Ford. I'm picking that up for some reason.
My family loved cars, and I have bank robbers in the family, so I...
Okay. Now that's coming through very strongly.
God, I wish I could meet you, because I had Rob Royas, you know. I'm a director, son of Rob Roy McGregor. I'm a Scottish Islander. I'm a Scottish Islander, you know.
My grandmother would say, she'd kind of bend over and say to me, remember, we're Jameses, and she had a strong hill accent. And I kept thinking, well, why can't we be the Hatfields or the McCoys? That's what I was thinking. Because she was a James. Her mother was Drusilla James. And...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's kind of
this
crazy.
This is some cool stuff. The little girl.
Yeah, the more you find out about your past, your family's past, at least for me, it made me feel more complete. And I wish
right.
more people would dig into their past. And
it's funny.
It's not as hard as it used to be. I mean, Ancestry.com is a godsend. And
it's funny. I found the lost history of my family in Google Books. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'd been looking
really?
For. Yeah, my father could not talk anymore before he died. He, you know, and I couldn't get. I realized, oh my God, there's history I can't find. I mean, and my mother only knew parts of it. And then I was looking around on the internet, and I just tried different combinations of searches. And one day on a lark, I just tried a different combination, and Google Books had a result on my family's name, but not in the county I expected, out here in California. And I pulled up the document, and here was a complete lost history of my family with all my relatives' names I recognized. And I didn't realize that they'd been in a different county. I was looking in the wrong place. And it traced it all the way back to the Azores, where my family was from, on my dad's side. And then I find out, it's like, oh, by the way, all your Portuguese relatives, like nine-tenths of them, were actually Vikings who landed there and and stayed. So I'm like going, oh, no wonder I'm so frigging Celtic, you know, instead of being half. It's like, so I find out I've got all these Vikings. So it explains my penchants for swords. You know, it does. Yeah, I really love swords a lot. It's a Scottish thing, and then the Viking. You know, I would just love to have the horns, the helmet thing. That would be. Yeah, I gotta get one of those.
You gotta get one you can drink out of. That
yeah,
would be the best.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, I feel so barbaric sometimes. I'm a barbaric barbarian, barbarian medium. Yeah,
you're not one of those guys that like to belch just to hear yourself belch, are you? I mean,
no. I'm much more couth. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do like women who dress up in those outfits, and then they have the bustier things, and it's all wonderful.
John.
Well, it's true, and all guys
love
it. Come on, we
got
to admit
it.
We've all got a little Captain Morgan in us, don't you know?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, but you know, the thing I get with this little girl is she keeps coming through, and she's from that. That's why I was getting it's south of Boston, you know, in the connection to the other. And I feel like that she's also another one that's hanging around interested in you. But when the subject of your daughter's sensitivity came up, I got the feeling that that's another thing to be watching for, because she may start talking about these things. So I wouldn't bring it up. I would just take note of what we just said, and then wait and see what happens over there, because I got a feeling there's something more there. Okay, so just take
that
under advice.
She didn't talk till she was four. She had autism, and I mean, she's very, extremely intuitive. And, you know,
yeah.
If she wants to go there, it would be easy for her.
Oh, to actually just not cross over, but just she actually has the ability to jump between worlds.
She didn't speak till she was four.
Wow.
I know the feeling. I had speech therapy until I was 9 years old. I didn't speak until I was about 3.5 to 4 myself. And I'm actually a fully recovered aphasic, and that's called induced aphasia. And I actually they never thought I'd be able to talk. And then when they got me going, they couldn't shut me the hell up. But I've always believed, and my family always kind of led me that way to believe it, and I really do think it's true, is that what God takes away in one area, God gives back in spades in another. So,
oh, it's true. I mean, she's completely right-brained, I mean, with all the testing and everything. And her first sentence even was, I soar like an eagle. Not I fly, I soar like an eagle. She was swinging. She's four. And this spills out of her. And my friend and I just look at each other like, no, that didn't just happen.
Wow.
But it did. And you see the person that's inside of there is this beautiful little spirit that's just going, you know, that's going to say these profound things and blow your mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well, I do know this. I feel like this little girl spirit, the way she presents is somewhere in the age, I would say between 8 and, I'm going to go between 8 and 11. And I'm getting this just elaborate dress, white dress, elaborate. And with the bigger, it's got the bigger bell. I'm not an expert on this stuff, but
it had the
filled out section down below, you know, where it kind of bailed out. Yeah, that's it. That's kind of what she.
However, you know what a bustier is.
We know the parts that are important. All right.
Yeah, I noticed he didn't say corset though.
Right.
Actually, I had a girlfriend who was into corsets, and I really did like them. They're really great. I know all about corsets. I know how
they really help with your posture. They're really good for the health, I think.
Right, they are.
No, honestly, I think they are. Yeah, get a well-known corset, and it straightens the back.
I'm going to have to find a girlfriend that's really into those. That was a lot of fun. Fond memories. Oh, I wonder. Anyway, I'm losing control.
Brenda,
of
can I ask Brenda a question?
You can ask
Brenda
a question.
In your kitchen, do you have a saucer that's kind of an off-white with kind of a brown circle around the edge that has a chip on the underside that's an older family piece?
Let me think here, because
I was just curious, because every time you spoke, I kept on seeing the saucer. And it's kind of like off-white, and it's got this brown little thing around the edge. And it's got a chip on the underneath, you know, the... on the top.
I have a set of demitasse pieces that were my grandmother's, and I think there is one that does actually have a chip on it. But I have the saucers and the cups. And I'm trying to think.
I was just curious.
There is
I kept on seeing it every time you spoke, and I thought, I've got to ask her.
We have one of those.
Oh, you do?
Her? Well, I'm sure she has one, too, because you saw her, but it was like, I was going, I've got one. We've got that exact thing in the kitchen right now.
Yeah, really?
It's on the underneath, not on top.
It's underneath.
Yeah.
It's chipped off the edge on the side. It's like the part going up to the edge where it curves over.
The lip.
It's
yeah.
like it's yeah. It's got a little chipped out. I know the one you're talking about.
Huh.
And it would be sitting on the counter, kind of close to the sink on the left hand side. Who
yeah,
has
she
the
had them out.
Countertop. It's like a
she
nut green.
Yeah, it's she had them out. That was like she was doing stuff with a bunch of the plates.
Who has
it's
a nut green counter in the kitchen now?
It's sort of
I love this. It's fun.
It's actually in that kitchen. I'm trying to remember the.
It's an older backsplash.
She's got like we got all kinds of antiques. You know, we got all kinds of colors and things in the kitchen. She's got we've got kind of a it's a kind of greenish white top counter. I mean, it's a very light green. It's not going to be the kind
like
of
like a mint green kind of. That's
yeah,
what I
it's
see.
Much. It's there's a lot more white in it. It's really you know, it's kind of a lighter color, but it has a
speckles.
Kind of a greenish
green
tinge.
With white speckles in it. I could say
I'll
that.
I have to look at that because I've never looked at that.
Like
yet.
From the 50s, 60s type of counter.
We
that
built
type of counter.
We built that house 1977, 78. We built that, and then we had it was all custom work. But I'm trying to think of the. It's funny because the house that came from before. Yeah, the house we had it when we first, before we moved from Roseville up to Shingle Springs, we had kind of a greenish kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So
kind
I think you're picking.
Green type of thing.
Yeah, it was a 70s.
Even like the aluminum, you know, that little silver strap, silver thing that went across the top of the backsplash. Do you know what I'm talking about?
All I know is that that house was incredibly haunted. Trying to remember all the stuff. I'm trying to remember that. It was a really small kitchen. I remember when my mother broke all
the
dishes.
The sink and to the left of the sink is all I could see.
Yeah, it was green. There was green in there, and it was like the backsplash. I don't remember. I really don't.
Tall cabinets.
Yeah,
paint that smells
fact,
funny.
Yeah. We had a haunting in the house. There was a dead police officer named George that hung out with us, and we had my sister broke all the dishes.
Was he from Czechoslovakia?
Huh?
The George, was he from Czechoslovakia?
We never knew anything about him. He was a Roseville police officer who died suddenly, he was a big guy, and he would open. What he would do is his little special trick would be that he would go into my mom and dad's their master bedroom and open you'd be in there going to the bathroom, and he would open the shower door and then close it, and it had no reason for doing that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah,
really,
it was a lot of fun.
Funny.
Oh, yeah, he had a real sick twist. He was a sick, twisted ghost. I mean, he thought that was funnier than hell. I ran into the people who live in the house now, and I totally forgot to ask them about, how's the haunting going? I know he's still there. I mean, you know, I've seen the house on Google. I went out one day. I just on Google Maps and you know how they take pictures of every neighborhood. I went out and looked, you know, and the house is completely different. But I'm going, I'll bet the inside's not that different. He's got to still be there. He's probably really terrorizing the hell out of the neighborhood. Yeah, but you know, the kitchen was green, and there was some of those dishes came up to this property and have been here all this time, and that dish has been around. So, oh, absolutely. It's weird that you bring that up.
Well, I know you're running out of time again, probably. Do you hear anything else from anybody from my camp? I know, you got to be tired. I was just curious.
We're winding down here, but I'll tell you this much. Are you in a significant relationship, yes or no? Don't tell me anything else.
It depends on how you look at it.
Is it a boy? Are you going out with a guy?
I'm not going out with anybody else.
Are you going out with a guy?
With a man, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is he driving a? I was shown a big black car.
He drives a couple different vehicles.
Is one of them a big
black
car?
He doesn't live where I live.
But does he drive a big black car?
Drives a big white truck. He has a couple of different cars. I really
there's
don't
one.
Know all the colors of the cars.
Okay. What I'm getting, I saw a man around you with a big black car. Not truck, car. So I don't, you know.
Wait. George Clooney's at my hometown, and he's driving a black Lamborghini. It's got to be him. I've been looking at that black car, honest to God, because my friend's been taking pictures of it because he's. It's a small town, 30,000. Oh, wouldn't that be
so
funny if I met it with him? I could dream.
You're going out with
Danny
Ocean.
This, right?
You're going out with Danny Ocean. All right.
George Clooney, that's what he must mean, because I found that people hear only what they want to hear. George Clooney.
George Clooney.
So
I really don't know what color cars he has, though, is the thing, because he lives in California. It's more like a Skype relationship, and he's coming out here after he sells some more houses, and he has a. I'm going to stop talking. Go ahead.
Well, so you had this limo on your mind with George Clooney.
Yeah, I did. I honestly did. I've been looking at the last couple of days this Lamborghini. It's beautiful, and it's black.
Well, if I were you, I would just go bat my pretty little eyes, you know. I mean, of course, I'm not a woman, but
you
know.
I mean, you can get, like, the model girl. You know, I'm a real woman. You know, I have my curves. You know, I have the saying, you know, when life throws you curves, you should use them. Well, I use them. You know, I don't go back to a stick figure. I've just decided not to do that anymore. It was a horrible choice to make, but I'm going to stick with my curves.
Well, let me put it this way.
Sarcasm.
There's a reason why they did this, and you may find that if you happen to be around one of the events that he's at, there may be an interesting connection made. That's the kind of the message I'm getting here.
Oh, funny. I wonder if it's Westlake Village.
I would go for it.
That's where I was thinking I'm moving to. I wonder if he has a house there. It's outside of LA in Thousand Oaks and... like an exclusive Jewish area, basically.
So you're going to get married to George Clooney, and it all started here.
Yeah,
on
I never
Soul
thought
Strength.
He was cute till recently. You know, just I was never interested in him until he was in my hometown, and Julia Roberts is there, and Meryl Streep, and just oh my goodness,
Tess
they're filming
there?
A movie.
Tess is there. I'm sorry,
but they go home for the weekend, so apparently they fly home. George stays.
Wow.
Wow.
I have a feeling. I have a feeling that they showed me that for a reason. You may find that if you're out that way at some event, if he's going to be doing
next
something,
weekend, I'll be there.
All right.
In my glasses.
Call back after that. Tell me what happened because I have a strong feeling you're going to have an experience.
Run in with him? Oh, he's so reserved, though. That's my understanding is that he doesn't.
It's
like
not
going to
be him.
People.
Nope.
Okay, well, cool.
Because,
that's good because I'm like, no, that can't happen.
No. It's not him, but it's because of him. This whole event's going to open you up, and there'll be some interesting person. Well, you'll look up. There's going to be an interesting thing comes out of it, and I think it's a person. But I don't know the depth of the relationship. I don't know, but I feel like it's a good thing. So
I'm going to see a lot of friends I haven't seen in like 20 years, and you know, I'm really looking forward to that.
All right. Well, I think that's. I think that they're being very mysterious here, and they're just like.
Oh, they're probably
saying,
laughing their butts off. I bet they have something, you know, karmic. You know, just oh, I bet they're laughing. They're laughing, aren't they?
They are laughing, and they're actually the old guy is walking up to me, going clapping me on the back of the ear. Did good.
Oh.
God. I'm like, wow, dude, I'm so California. Totally.
Do you know where Westlake Village is?
I have no clue. Oh,
okay.
That's
where are the
Southern
west?
California,
it's the west
isn't it?
Of the lake.
Mm-hmm. It's outside of L.A., kind of really close
yeah.
to the ocean.
Yeah, I know where it is in Southern California or outside of Los Angeles. Yeah.
I
want to go out there, you know. I mean, I thought that's the guy I was going to be with, but I don't know. We've had a disagreement. And
I feel just keep your options open because I feel like this connection you're going to have is going to be really interesting. Just in,
yeah, well, I think he's already replaced me. I'm pretty certain about it. He's just not man enough to tell me.
You are irreplaceable, my dear.
Well, he should know that by now. I mean, hello, you know, just, ooh. Just tell me the truth. You know, I can get over you real quick. It won't even take me a moment. Not even a nanosecond. You know, I'm just
Well, let me put it this way. I think things are lining up the way they should be. The stars are lining up for you. Let's just say that. I really feel that. So
good.
All right, my dear.
And maybe the earth will shift and big little mounds of gold will come your way.
Oh,
do you have mineral rights to your property?
Pardon me?
Mineral rights, you know.
Oh, absolutely,
you get
yeah.
the minerals out of your
Yeah, property. We actually, we know for a fact that we have gold on the property. There was extensive mining here, but 80% of the gold that was, that was there, you know, they only got 20%. 80% of it's still here. So we've actually done a little test panning, and we found gold. I mean, we're absolutely sitting on it. You know, California has certain environmental rules about it, but you can do a little gold panning, you know, and you're not tearing up everything. And so, you know, I've also do metal detecting, and we've been looking for old Chinese miners' pokes where they would store, put their all their wealth in a particular area, and then if they died, they'd never come back for it. And so that's a really big thing out here. So yeah, I have found all kinds of things. I found a gold ring last year with a metal detector. So yeah,
that's cool.
Absolutely. Oh yeah,
wow.
I got a big pile of jewelry I found at the gold metal detector. It's a lot of fun. You know, you never know what you're gonna get. Oh hell, I got a hinge. Oh, I got gold ring. Oh, I got a necklace, and it's like, you never know. You know, I walk away. Other times, it's like I've got a big pile of coins. You know, and I found old stuff. I found silver. Oh yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What was the audit